The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
There's only one Eric's Family Barbecue location in Arizona. That's right, just one. It's in Avondale, and it's worth the drive over and over again. Barbecue restaurants that have several locations usually cut their quality for expansion. Not Eric's Family Barbecue. Eric serves Texas-style barbecue that never disappoints, always delicious, never rushed, and prepared to perfection. Now, we know brisket is king, but have you tried their pulled pork with coleslaw? It's a match made in heaven. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more information.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, no, he's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Tuesday. It is the Morning Sickness. My name's John. There's Brady. There's Brett. Big Dick Toledo. We're off and running. Let's do this thing today, shall we?
I believe we should.
Hoping everyone has a lovely morning. A little rainy in certain spots. You get up, you're going to have some. You just washed your car, you're going to be annoyed. If you didn't, well, perfect. Now you can wash it tomorrow. It's going to rain a little bit. Weird spots. Rained on me yesterday for about 2 seconds. Reminded me of being in the Midwest. Coming back from Tactical Black. I'm on the 51 and just deluge. And then right back into the sun. It was like 2 seconds. It was all right.
Just enough to screw the car up.
Just enough to get that beautiful, amazing detail work I just had done. Just screwed up enough. But I walked out after I got my car detailed. I walked out 2 days later. We got a little rain, but it didn't do any damage. Didn't look bad. And I walked out and evidently a pterodactyl had flown over my house and just unloaded on the hood of my car. It was
the worst.
Huge turd on the front of my car. So.
We got a little spritzing yesterday.
Yeah, a little bit. Not much. It's all right. I am excited because the first story I read today was I just opened my phone. Somebody sent me something and said, this is for us. Another like-minded individual. Brett, you'll like this. Brady, maybe not so much. But Brady, you've aged into this. You could actually do this. They're starting a child-free, adults-only living suburb centers. Meaning you can't have kids, but you don't have to be 55 and older. Retirement communities have
before
that.
Before the 55.
No kids. Moving. But the thing about retirement
they communities. They can visit.
Nobody thinks about retirement communities because there's kids all over them. Because grandkids show up and grandkids end up sometimes live with their grandparents at those things. I know in two occasions where a guy lived with his kid and his mom at her retirement home because he got divorced and booted. So they have no policy that says you can't. These are normal people, not retirees over the age of 55 or, a senior living, where you just have a neighborhood with, public amenities and everything else. So the lady was mainly complaining. She goes, we have a public pool with, this gigantic thing we pay every month. And every time I go there, there's kids in it screaming and yelling in the lap pool. They got their own, and the kids have their own pool, but the parents aren't anywhere. They just dump them off and everything else. She goes, so I'm working on it. And it got traction. Instead of people going, oh, you just don't like kids, she's like, no. She goes, enough people filed in and signed up and said, let's see if we can make our neighborhood child-free.
Where is this?
It's in England right now.
Oh, damn it.
But if we start talking about how wonderful that can be, we can still discriminate against them. Like, it's our God-given right, evidently, as human beings to want to find someone to discriminate against. We've been doing it since the beginning of man. We pick a group and we discriminate. Kids? We can discriminate. They have no rights. It's fantastic.
But what you didn't know is the place in England's called Barren Woods.
Good.
The home development.
Fine. That's my favorite type of woman. The barren one.
Can we broadcast from England?
I mean, yeah, we need to move and amazing. Have, you know what, in this modern age.
You'll last about 4 days.
In child-free zone?
No, in England.
I would last for, you could move me to Bhopal, India if it was child-free. I'd never want to come back, Brady.
That's a tall order.
Yeah, no, you could move me to the worst parts of Africa. We do not have children. Okay. Also, no food, but I'll take it. I'll forage for food before I live in a neighborhood riddled with kids. What a great thing. I mean, oh. And then, so that kind of trickled down over into, well, why not restaurants?
I love
that. There's that one place that opened up.
Where?
I think it's in New York.
Damn it.
No kids.
No kids.
Yep.
None. I love it.
The one guy, one was no kids, and the other was check your phone at the
cool with that
place.
That's fine too. I would do that, but I am. We are a strong, quiet group of people who did right by the environment. Environmentalists, I call us. Brett, we're environmentalists. We didn't add to the problem. We were responsible not to make more people. And we want our own sanctuary. We want our own place.
It is interesting because I think majority of the bars are still that way, but now they made more family friendly stuff.
Not necessarily when bars are fun.
Yeah,
but you go
taverns and
yeah, you're Gilbert. There's no place in the world for you in Gilbert that's going to say no kids. You go to the bars in Gilbert, every restaurant in Gilbert, all the good restaurants down in Phoenix are like, oh, this is a cool place, and Gilbert is just a family adventure. It's what Gilbert is. You couldn't do it in Gilbert, but that's the point. Like, that's why I'd never live in Gilbert. It's a freaking kid festival everywhere you look.
What about the Undertow? Do they allow kids in the place
Undertow?
Like that?
Yeah. I don't think so.
There's
I think
one.
It's one of those places. It's normally like, you know, you can have kids there till 9 or something
right.
like that. And then,
but what if you don't want to drink? What if you're not out for a night of boozing? You want a nice dinner. You want a, Steak 44. No kid night. At Steak 44. I don't know why anybody takes their kids to Steak 44 anyway. They don't appreciate it. It's too much money for a kid to order the side of mac and cheese for $31. Knock it off. Take your kid to an Applebee's. That's their palate level. They don't need to be exposed to this. Imagine what they're going to do on... See, I always tell my friend, he takes his daughter, who's now 14. They go, she demands, like, she does it all the time. Let's get sushi. Let's go get Steak 44. And I'm like, you know what you've done? You've wrecked whoever's going to date her. You've made her impossible to like, as a, because she, you know, you try to take her to a normal dinner, she's like, eh. She's been raised on, you know, Christopher's and Steak 44 and restaurants in the Biltmore. It's like, she can't date some kid unless the kid's independently wealthy, and she's not going to find that.
He's just set him up for, he's going to be the one that takes her to dinner for birthdays.
That's it.
My dad will take me to Steak 44.
Exactly. You're never going to measure up to the food daddy gave, and now she's going to be a weirdo.
Well, that's the worst part. Is that kid, that poor kid that's dating her, is going to be like, I can only afford a basket of Riblets.
Right.
You know, come on.
Come on. 2 for $20. I have a coupon, dummy.
Yeah, this is gross. I'm in.
Oh, man. You're impossible to like. I told him he was
the upside of it is she's looking for a guy that can do the Steak 44. And
downside is... Can't find the guy who does the
Steak
44.
You're going to have a very good couple.
Downside, she's attracted to a bad boy who can't take her to Steak 44. Next thing you know, she's rolling around in the back of a car, making people and staying out of Brett and mine's neighborhood. She's going to be pregnant by the time she's 16. Keep this up.
I'll get you steak in a 40.
Yeah, right. That's what she's going. Steak 44. Shut your mouth. Here's your 40.
Sizzling a 40 ounce.
And here's your steak. Bonk. That's your meat tonight.
You're a bad boy.
That's right. Uh-oh. Opposite of daddy.
Bad boy goes to dinner with you on her birthday.
Oh, he's going
to
be
dad's
eating.
Dad's picking up.
He's going to be eating, that's for sure. Oh, dad's picking up, but she's got to be careful because prenatal care says she shouldn't eat a lot of protein. She's going to be pregnant. She'll be bored. He won't be able to take her to a dinner. He'll do one of those romantic walks in the park thing. She's going to be pregnant. You've created a pregnancy monster. But yeah, child free. And we need to be, as people who don't have children and don't want them, a little bit more like, hey, vocal about, I think people should get kicked out more often with their kids. This all comes from me working at Tony Romo's and seeing, you know, everybody acts like, oh, it's so different now. No, it's not. 30 years ago when I was working in restaurants, people just let their kids do whatever. The Cheerios, if I see a Cheerio, it ruined Cheerios for me. Watching people just throw it on the ground and say, well, you have people to pick that up. I'm like, what does your house look like, you hogs? They're goldfish bags. The second I saw that little Ziploc come out of that mom purse, full of goldfish. I'm like, well, there's just going to be gummed up cud goldfish all over this table, all over that high chair. And you just want us to clean up after them for one night.
That's where the fast casual kicks in. They don't have time to set up camp and spray the Cheerios.
They manage.
I haven't seen that in a long time. But it's, they find the spots.
Yep. If a mom has the thing of Cheerios, or even worse, the little, like she's super prepared and has the little plastic container of Cheerios for that little rat.
Little Tupperwares, yeah.
Little tups of, here you go, doll. Just gum it up and spit it all over the place. That's what we're, and it doesn't matter because everybody loves you. Nope, not true.
Cute.
Yep. That was a good majority of the time, I think, that those kids were drinking tainted Sprites, or we had Sierra Mist. There was a few Sierra Mists your kid was sucking down that had James Pierman's bodily fluids in them. I guarantee you that. I never did it.
A tough one is eating at the restaurant, and you look over, and there's mush mouth. It's got the whatever, the carrots, liquid carrots, and it's all over the mouth. Just dripping.
If you're in a restaurant, you shouldn't be allowed to. You should just like I just like I couldn't bring it in if you and I went to a restaurant. Like Brady, you're not going to order off the menu. I brought you a bag of food. You're not allowed to do that. It's against health code. With babies, for some reason, you can bring food from home into a restaurant. Not supposed to be able to do that. If Brett and I are out, I'm like, I have some pizza I wrapped up from another place. Here you go. Chow on that. I'm going to order something off the menu. They kick Brett out. Like, what are you doing? You brought food from another place. It's illegal.
Did you guys just, at Tony Roma's, did you just fight over who was going to have to take that table when the kids walked in?
Money exchanged hands a lot. I was like, especially if I was, because I was there for a long time as a busboy, especially when we first started. I was a busboy. I started when I was 15. By the time I was 17, you still had to be a busboy because you couldn't do anything else. I had seniority over all these little pricks, and I'd be like, look, I've cleaned up enough. This is yours. Oh, you could give me $5 for that. I'm not giving you anything. You go clean up that kid's orange snot slop goldfish puke.
And was it restaurant carpet or was it
Yeah, it was that cruddy restaurant. And we had to use the Bissell to try to get it off. And it didn't. It just mashed it in. So then you get on your hands and knees and scrub baby cud out of the out of the carpeting. Blech.
My little angel.
All four. And I mean all four. Child-free restaurants. And everything else. It's great. That's what makes the gay neighborhood so awesome. Occasionally, one of their adopted Asians will pop in. But most of the time, a child-free zone is a
really clean,
fantastic place to be. So I'm all for this. And a child-free neighborhood for normal people, you don't have to be in and amongst 70-year-olds.
Under 55, yeah.
That's... I mean, just a great spot to live. And it's for us responsible people that didn't go muck up the earth with more people.
Cool. Now, I think some of these places here... You can cut in at 50.
Probably have to pay a little extra, but it's almost worth it. And that's the thing. People always will email and say, well, you were a kid once, and I was a kid who, if I misbehaved in a restaurant, you didn't know I was there. You never knew I was there. If I made a noise, if I talked, I was out of line. My grandpa had a rule in his house that if he's talking, no one else is. And if a kid says something at a table, dinner was over for that kid. You don't speak. You're not important at all. And during dinner, and God forbid you hummed or anything else, he'd just reach over and take your plate. And he goes, that's it. It's a place for the adults to talk. You just eat. Man, that's pretty awesome. Because now I'm like, that's beautiful. That is a gold, beautiful thing. And he liked kids. He wasn't like, he just had strict rules about at the dinner table, the kids don't have a say. So it was shut your mouth.
Restaurants, it was five across the mouth for me if I got out of line.
I was
right in the restaurant.
I spent many a meal in the back seat of a car in the parking lot. I blew my straw. I got a milkshake. That was a treat. Sucked up that milkshake and looked at that witch sister of mine and just shot milkshake on her.
Oh, you got in trouble.
Oh, did I get in trouble? I got carried out of the restaurant by my pants. They're like a super wedgie. And he's like, shut your mouth. Shut your mouth. Don't you cry. I'll give you something to cry about, that old line. And I'm like, oh, my God. And I realized, oh, he's going to kill me. And I probably deserve it. That was pretty stupid. And then he realized, note to self, don't shoot food on your stupid sister in public or otherwise. And when Dad's around. Stuffed me in a car. I sat in the back of that Oldsmobile Regency Bro-Am. But 2 hours.
They took their time.
They could have abducted me. My dad would have been fine with it. He probably left the keys in the car with a note that said "free kid" inside.
I almost bid on one of those for you at the Barrett Jackson on Saturday.
Regency?
Yeah, there's an '88 Regency.
What year?
An '88.
Oh, 1988. Oh, okay, not the '98, and then the Delta '88.
Yeah.
So yeah, we had a '76, '77. We get the Grand Prix. We had another one in '86. The redo Regency.
Yeah,
they were much smaller. Yeah, my dad
still
liked the
boat body.
He loved the Oldsmobile, and he also liked a car for himself. The Oldsmobile was the family truckster. Yeah, child-free zones are they're good. I have no issues with
I wonder if it's like a whole community where the restaurants and stuff like that, no kids either.
I think it's changed.
I mean, that's it.
Amazing.
I mean, to a little going out. I mean, now more and more families go out no matter what. When we would go out, like when I was a kid, when I was younger, had to put a blazer on most of the time going out to dinner. When you went to the Menacor restaurant, German restaurant, there was your behaving. You're following orders there.
This is only 20 years removed from their last movement. You're still a little wary of the Germans. There were a lot of them still alive from the last thing saying, we were close and probably pretty happy about it. They almost won. And you got to remember that the survivors in Germany that were on board were this close to being a Germanic. The entire thing was almost Germany, the whole globe. There were a few of them that were unhappy about the loss. They did not take the loss well. They looked like that guy for the Bengals just sitting there crying. It's like, the Americans did what? Oh, man, we lost. Oh, we were on the doorstep of it all. It was very close. But I understand you got to suit up, make sure. But we didn't do too many suit nights because my dad knew we'd ruin it.
That's why we didn't like that. That was smart because as a kid, you don't like doing that.
Even on planes.
I don't want to go to
planes. You had to dress up to go places. Yeah. I had a dumb little suit with a clip-on tie that occasionally they'd stuff me in. And I'd get antsy because I don't like having all those clothes on me. But I knew better. You never heard from me. And that's good parenting. A kid is not to be heard from in public. It's not your time to shine, son. This is not an audition for who's the funnest kid in a restaurant. Sit down, shut up. And you're not eating if you make any noise. That was great. It was the best. But I'm excited about this. First story. This is for us, John. This is for us. I'm looking at this lady. All she does is put a TikTok out. I'm sick of this. Every time I try to use some of the amenities in our neighborhood, there's rogue children ruining it. Can't do anything. Can't go to the park. Can't do, have those anything. And the worst part would be if they had a kid pool and they're still in your pool. That's what she said. I do laps in the morning and there's kids jumping at me. Like, this is great. So movement against them. I vote to eradicate them all.
I'm packing today.
I mean, I go further. I'll say if we could just eliminate them. I would have no issue with that completely. Just kind of, wean out the entire species.
This guy had parents like us. John, believe me, I feel your pain of doing something stupid, except when, especially when I was shooting spit wads at my sister. My dad would just beat my ass right there and didn't care who was watching.
Yeah, I didn't get the beatings. I got I got everything just removed. I got the fear of beatings more than the beatings. Occasionally you get the smack.
Yeah, I would get the smack once in a while, but I usually, like I said, five across the mouth.
And they would tell me, I will hit you right in front of everybody. And I was like, oh, geez, here we go. Or he'd just start to unbuckle his belt, which he never hit me with once. But that was enough of a threat. He could smack that thing together and make me just poop. Yeah. Fear of your parents. That's a smarter, better way. This love thing isn't working. It's just making all your kids fentanyl addicts. Got to bring back fear. Bring back fear, 2023. Stop being their friends. Start being their wardens.
Fear and shame, like we discussed last week.
Fear and shame have been missing for a little while, and it's I notice it with your rat kids. I talk to my friend Mark's daughter all the time. She's just evil now. She drove me home the other day. She's only 14, but they've got a golf cart, and we rode bikes, and I was getting bikes back to Mark's house and, everything else, and she drove the golf cart back, and she's just like, you know what you are? Ugly. Ass. Like, all right. All right, okay, and I'll tease back, but she's just, and she'll cuss and swear in front of
her. Stirring it up.
Parents don't care. She's swearing like crazy, and I'm like, man, oh, man. I would have been buried in the backyard for that.
Now.
Oh, the cussing thing, it's theirs. They're fine with it. Everybody's like, yeah, what are you going to do? It's total bullshit, Dad. I'm like, she's 13, you should hit her. I think you should hit her. I'm like, why? Well, she shouldn't be, she's cussing at you. Ah, what are you going to do? You hit her. I think right now is when okay, guess not. But, yeah, so. Child-free zones. And I like my friends' kids, but I like them at a distance. I like it when we go out. They don't go. They know I wouldn't. I've been invited over and like, are the kids going to be there? And a couple of their friends. Nope, I'm out. Their friends are there, too. I've been through this. It's a nightmare. Nobody likes your kids. Not on adult night. Let's keep it normal.
Be interesting to see the responsibility of this couple. They're under investigation, the Department of Education, Ohio, because they have a school that's openly anti-Semitic and racist Nazi homeschooling group. 2,500 members on it right now. I saw it. The headline said Upper Sandusky,
Upper Arlington,
which is Cleveland. But They're under investigation right now.
They're openly anti-Semitic and they're under investigation? That the investigation
takes
2 seconds.
Well, that's why they've been accused of this, so they're under investigation. But they, you know, I think they got something here. Nazi dissident homeschool group, which now boasts over 2,500 members on its Telegram channel. I guess you can get it online, too.
But if you're openly anything, what are they investigating? That's you.
Whether it's illegal to be.
Is it a public school?
The group openly advocates white supremacist ideologies and aims to make sure the children they teach become wonderful Nazis.
Sure. If it's a private Nazi school, you got to allow it. If it's a public school, absolutely. It's the same thing as you going to your religion
school. So maybe
they're
looking into it. To see.
No different than you taking Kirby to Christian school. It's a belief system being taught to a child. It's horrible.
Well, maybe they're making sure they follow everything. Like, if you're disciplining the kids, how are you doing that?
They're all on the same team. How do the Nazis discipline differently to their group?
Saying they're not. I know some states, ban any kind of physical striking.
Yeah, but you're assuming the Nazis are just beating the crap out of the Nazi kids.
Not assuming that. I'm just saying that that's why they're investigating and checking out. Are you following the state's education laws?
Teaching them the reading, writing, and arithmetic. I don't think they're worried too much about knocking them around. And also, throwing some Nazi stuff. It's really no... it's awful, but I don't see it any different than going to a religious school.
Another great thing about the adult-only thing. No schools, let alone no Nazi schools.
No stupid zones where you have to slow down to like 4 miles an hour for...
No red for ed taxes.
You know what my favorite thing in the world is?
Oh, you already have those.
City buses don't care about the people on the buses. They assume that... And they just park them on the side of the road and everybody can just get out. But a school bus, they know those idiots get out. They have to stop everybody going every direction. City bus the other day just stopped on the road and I was going around it. And then people just started to walk in front of it. There's no crosswalk. I'm like... We need to
didn't
stop.
You learn this at school?
when did that leave your brain, dummy, that you're not supposed to? There's a crosswalk 15 feet the other way.
I'm just going to walk in front of the bus.
And pops right out from I didn't see him. Right there in Glendale. Boink. I'm like, Yeah, but nobody cares. And that's what I always like, too, is like elementary school kids, they've done some studies. They can take a hit from a car at 50 miles an hour under.
Really?
Junior high is 25. You don't notice that that's it. They don't slow you down.
Only bounces so far.
Yeah, high schools are like 35. Let's kill it 10 miles an hour. These kids are bigger. We can hit them at 35. I've always looked at school zones' acceleration of speed as hilarious. Like, man, these kids are pretty small. 15 and under.
High school, yep. 35 and
high school's 35 is pretty good. And the lights will be flashing. Reminder, these kids are 35. We're not going to take it to 15 for them.
Not as many rolling balls in high school crossing the street.
I guess. They should have learned from the 15 and 25 mile an hour strikes that 35 is going to hurt a whole lot more. I just always thought it was great that as you got older, the speed limit around you went up. All right, now you're in the 25 mile an hour zone. Don't go dicking around. You survived the 15. It's like Donkey Kong. You're on another level. It's going to get a little tougher out there.
I get upset when someone passes me in the 15 mile an hour zone. I'm a bang. You can't pass.
Yeah, no, I don't. I obey it to that crosswalk and then I gun it. The way you're supposed to. Anyway, we have a special guest outside the door. I don't know if you've seen him outside. Here we go.
Oh, boy.
Ladies and gentlemen.
You died now.
Tonight, put the bottle down.
There he is. Tonight's show host. Put your drink down, Jimmy. It's 6:07. Jimmy Fallon's here, everybody. Come on in, Jimmy.
Hey, guys. It's so great to be here, you guys. Mark, this week, Jimmy. I can't wait.
Big day.
Tonight's show's going to be huge this week. I'll tell you what. We're going to have Dave Bautista, Sarah Michelle Gellar's coming out and talk about Buffy the Vampire Slayer, which I love. Actually, I love that show. I was way too old for it when it was out.
So excited.
And I still loved it. It was great. The great Brian Adams from Canada. He's going to come out, going to sing some songs to us. It's going to be great. Of course, Blake Shelton will come out. We're going to play Pies and Faces. It's going to be great. You know who's not going to be on the show?
Who?
Cindy Williams from Laverne and Shirley. She died yesterday. Cindy Williams won't be on the show this week. She died, which means everyone from Laverne and Shirley is dead except for Lenny. Put that in your hat.
Man.
They're all right. Dead. The whole crew, dead. Cindy Williams, who played Shirley, died yesterday. She was only 75. That's it. She won't be on the show. But Derek Jeter will on Wednesday. It's going to be great. And also, not on the show, U.S. pro skier Kyle Smain. He was killed in an avalanche yesterday. I don't know if anybody knows who that is.
Man.
Brady just handed me that one just to announce a death, not a death of someone anyone would know.
He won a gold medal in the...
Nobody remembers. Name three. Don't say Phil Mayer and name three.
Carrot Top.
Carrot Top did
the
not
flying
win.
No, tomato can.
He did not.
Sean
not,
White.
He's just a snowboarder, Piper. If he dies, people would know. You a skier. Nobody knows those. There's a billion of them. They, if you want a gold medal, no one knows why.
You're right. You shouldn't have to announce
that. I get Michaela Schifrin and 1980s Phil Mayer because he lived down the street from me. That's it. Goodbye, Cindy Williams. And one more. And we've cleared out all of Laverne and Shirley. Okay, everybody. Don't forget. Join us this week. Blake Shelton. Gwen Stefani. Dave Bautista. Ariana Grande. Timberlake. Tonight Show. Pies in the face. Slap to the face. That's my jam. Password.
See you, Jimmy.
Just never ends.
Good Lord. Yeah, Cindy Williams died. That is a, wow. Laverne and Shirley, all dead, except for Michael McKean. All of them.
Wow.
The Big Ragu passed away a couple years ago.
Still. It hurts. Rest in peace, bro.
He's got the signs up at Brett's house. Now, of course, Laverne died a long time ago. Shirley died. I think they both died of cancer, which means they built the whole set with asbestos. Yeah, Eddie Mecca died. Of course, you know. The old
Get
lady.
Ready for those lawsuits.
Yeah, the old Mr. lady. DeFazio, the old man, was Mr. DeFazio. Was long, he was old. I think he died during the show.
He was like 80 during the show.
It's bad. The landlady, she's long dead. And sadly enough, Brady, DeFazio was younger than you are right now. And that's how bad he was. That's how bad the 70s treated people. Brady's about 8 years older than Wilford Brimley was in The Natural. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. He was, Wilford Brimley was 49 in Cocoon.
He looked like he was 79.
I know. I know. He always looked like he
Look
was
the thing
80.
With him is he never ages.
No, I mean, he came out of the womb.
He held it steady for a while.
Diabetes. Like, I gave birth to a little old man. But there he was.
Lenses just got a little thicker. Yeah. That's it.
It is a weird thing, though, as a child of television in the 80s, to see the whole shows are dead. Entire shows are dead.
Yeah.
And Laverne and Shirley, all dead, except one, Michael McKean. And I don't know how Michael McKean is, but he's up there. He seemed healthy and Better Call Saul. He does
Happy
a lot.
Days is holding relatively
Happy
strong.
Days has most everybody still alive. I think Anson Williams, Richie, I think
Ralph
Mouth still alive, Henry Winkler. Marion Ross just died.
Joni.
She's dead. She's
oh, yeah,
dead
she
for
died,
years.
But Chachi's still kicking.
Chachi's hanging around. Yeah, that show was... But there was a lot of teenage stuff going on.
Yeah.
But it still started in the early 70s, so they're closing in on dying. You're going to lose them all.
Michael McKean is 75.
He's 75. That's how old Cindy Williams was, so that asbestos set should get him soon enough. Yeah. Anyway, yeah. And Squiggy, he died a few years ago. Of course, we remember our listener that went out and did the Squiggy Memorial.
Yeah.
And the Tom Mix Memorial was replaced with David Lander. But yeah, all of Laverne and Shirley is dead.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I watch old game shows all the time on the Buzzer Network, and I just like, dead. And the other day, it was a full dead house. The whole crew was dead, because Scobie Mitchell was the only one that was close, and he's dead now. And then I looked at the contestants, and I'm like, well, they're dead. Gene Rayburn's been dead. The whole show's dead. And it was from 1977.
Wow.
All dead.
I wonder what other TV shows are like, if you think about it.
I was just thinking.
Everybody's like, dead, yeah.
They're all dead. That we had. Not like, Leave It to Beaver, which still has, Beaver's still around.
Yeah.
Jeffersons?
No, I think they're all, I looked that up the other day. I think they're all gone.
I think that one's blank. I was just trying to think if that's pretty alive.
Both the Lionels?
OG Lionel died like.
No kidding.
Yeah, he died of like lung cancer like in the 80s.
The original Lionel's dead?
Yeah. Let's see here.
Other Lionel's still alive, maybe.
Yeah, I think so.
And, the daughter might still be alive. But Tom and...
Welcome back,
Helen
Cotter.
Oh, no, because Cotter himself is still alive. John Travolta is still alive.
And I think
Washington's
Horseshack?
Still alive. Horseshack's probably still alive. I think most of that cast is still alive.
That was the only one I thought. I think a lot of people are still alive on. Other than that...
Well, I mean, I don't know. I can't. There's so many shows. You can't... But there's... most of them are all gone. Mork and Mindy, outside of Pam Dauber, all dead.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's weird when you think of all your reruns are dead. Crazy. Shouldn't be either because Robin Williams died young, but yeah.
Cheers. Just lost
cheers
one
says Kirsty, but I think everyone else. I'm surprised Shelley, that the cheers still, staff is still alive. Shelly Shelly was supposed to die. She got all suicidal and crazy and then came back fine. Yeah, I think the only dead one, and they're all coke head drinkers. And then Norm was just a stroke walking, and he's still around. Norm and Cliff, and they're in there. They're almost 80 now.
Yeah.
And Ted Danson still looks better today than I'll ever look in my
Coach
entire
can't
life.
Be alive.
Coach died during the show.
Yeah, yeah, that's where Woody showed up.
He died after season one. Nicholas Colasanto.
The second Lionel's still alive, and Jenny's still alive.
Jenny's alive.
Everybody
I
else
assume
is
Jenny
though.
Was still alive.
The OG Lionel's
the
dead.
The cast. Though. These yeah. are the secondary people.
Yeah.
Is Bentley's dead?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, most of the Jeffersons all dead, too. I think most of the show, One Day at a Time, is now dead, except Valerie Bertinelli.
Well, she'll explode one of these days.
And she's one that, you know, you're waiting. And she's not that much older than me. But she's not helping herself out with anything. Yeah, that's crazy. Hmm. I liked a lot of TV. I watched a lot. And now I watch and I'm like, dead, 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 dead. The 80s stuff's still hanging on. Bill Cosby's still alive, for God's sake.
Yeah.
That's baffling.
I think they're all still around, right? Yeah.
I don't think any of them.
It's man, time for a reboot.
Yeah, no, I'd love to have him back. Grandpa Huxtable. I can't see. Come over here to my good side for a second there. Please. But, yeah, weird. So Cindy Williams gone. Laverne and Shirley has one left. The clock is ticking on Mr. Michael McKeon, who was Chuck in Better Call Saul and awesome at it. Just such a prick in that show. It's 6:15. Let's get a wake-up song, maybe in honor of Laverne and Shirley, Shamil Shemazel, Haas and Pfeffer.
Ooh, there's only one left.
Oh, Different Strokes, only Todd Bridges is alive.
Only Todd Bridges is alive from Different Strokes.
I forgot about that one.
Yeah. Danny Cooksey, technically, but was that Different Strokes? No. That didn't count anymore. Yeah. And you wouldn't mind it if his character died, too.
Which would happen during the show.
Little Sam.
Yeah, I would have liked seeing Arnold stab Sam once.
Is Dixie Carter dead?
She's dead.
Okay.
Yep. Everybody's dead, Brett.
They're all gone.
It's happening to all of us. Let's get a wake-up song. 585-9800. A good one. And we'll scream it together. It's 98KB.
Wake up!
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
There's only one Eric's Family Barbecue location in Arizona. That's right, just one. It's in Avondale, and it's worth the drive over and over again. Barbecue restaurants that have several locations usually cut their quality for expansion. Not Eric's Family Barbecue. Eric serves Texas-style barbecue that never disappoints, always delicious, never rushed, and prepared to perfection. Now, we know brisket is king, but have you tried their pulled pork with coleslaw? It's a match made in heaven. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com. For more information.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, no, he's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98 KUPD.
All right. There we go. Alliance. Screaming it at you. That works every morning for me. I like that. In this glorious day ahead of us. Another one living in paradise. Looking at that deep freeze and like negative 86 and wind chill in Montana. I'm like, ugh. Take your seasons and shove them up your ass, I say.
I need seasons.
Move to them then. You'll be back.
Three. Just three.
You'll be back. This is a season. It counts. It's just it's different.
I need winter weather.
You're an idiot. That's like saying, I need COVID back. Why? Why would you want to shut your life down like that, stupid? I'm loving the story about the Asian girl that enrolled as the high school student. She's 29 years old, and it was in New Brunswick.
Is this the one that lasted like 4 days?
Yeah. Yeah. 4 days. She's getting phone numbers. She's taking names. She's doing all sorts of stuff. Had a birth certificate. Asian people, you're so lucky. To us, you look the same age from like 18 to about 63. We don't know, and we're afraid to question it. You guys don't age. It's a brilliant feature of your culture is that when you do age,
it's
you go
full
tilt. You go straight into like 200-year-old man. Yeah. Even the women grow the little weird side around the lips, mustache, and then it's incredible. Yeah, you're right. They go full tilt old like overnight, and you become like wise. Like, immediately. But I've met Asian people that I'm like, oh, this guy's clearly my age. And he was like 73. And I've met him and thought, oh, he's clearly my age. And he's 28. It's incredible. They don't age. Our friend Jim Wilson. He
Asians
looks
don't clack, man.
No, it does not. That's right. That's right. Jim Wilson, who we've known since he was in his early...
29.
Show me a picture of Jim when he was... when I first met him and today. And it's been 25 years since I've known the guy, and I tell you right now, I couldn't tell the difference. There's no, you give me a general, other than maybe his weight fluctuation, maybe. Yeah. And just because I've seen him, I wouldn't know. It's amazing. 29, though, she got back into school. No motive really is like she was a grad student. Like nobody really knows why she went back. But I think deep down, we all would like to. It would be great to go back, if you could pull it off and go back to high school now, just to dominate everyone, just to realize how stupid everyone was, how dumb high school kids are, and how smart they think they are. But they're, I mean, you know, you live with one. They're just not that bright. They're really just kind of like, wow, you're not going to make it. How many times you question on a daily basis if Kirby could survive more than a day or two without supervision? It wouldn't. They're just not.
I try not to.
Right, because they're not smart. And I know you don't like to say that about her. Someday she'll be an adult, but she's not smart right now. She's like, her logic's out the window. You were just telling a story about her going, well, if I called another of your friends, would they know? That's a common noise they make, which is, they're proud to not know things. Go back and just kind of feel like king of the world for a minute. There's definitely something wrong with you if you do it. But all of us have fantasized, if I know now... Or if I knew then what I know now, going back to high school, how easy it would have been.
Oh,
you know,
man.
The lack of any sort of dramatic anything, or
it'd be slaying too.
It would be crushing. It would be. They'd be. That's the sad part, is that some guys would do it just for that. That's why the movies that you know, the swapping bodies thing was always so popular.
Also going, you know, the undercover one. You're
undercover,
going back to high school.
Right. Yeah, the 21 Jump Street was like, God, this would be, I could do that. Like, that was, it was appealing because it's always appealing to go back and just rid yourself of all the crap that was on your shoulders in high school that didn't necessarily need to be there. Because you realize at about age 24 how absolutely unimportant and useless high school was. Like,
I thought that was the twist on that was kind of funny because the jock, which was supposed
to
be...
In the movie? Yeah, I watched the movie.
The nerds were the popular crew. It was a reverse around, so he goes in there and he's just totally getting...
Yeah, he's a douche. He's Gronkowski, right? That's pretty good. But yeah, I mean, it's a really weird kind of thing to want to go back in there. But body swap movies, those undercover movies, everybody's always thought to themselves, if I could get a job where I could go back and be a kid, an undercover kid, you'd do it because you just realize how easy it is to move those checkers around the board. They're idiots. This lady did it. And Asians, you could do this all day long and start over. Like, maybe you did, you know, if I was an Asian person and things hadn't worked out and I'm 27, maybe go back, act like you got your senior year together, pretend you're 17 again, go back and start over. Start over. Like, you got the wrong college, you got this, the last 8 years have sucked. It all stemmed from your high school stuff. You go back, you fix that in your own mind. You start fresh. You can start fresh. Just take a 10-year gap if you're Asian.
Your
no
mom and dad
know.
Could be in on it. They go back and check
sure.
the parents. No, they look of age.
Your parents could get into high school if you're Asian. This girl looked it. She looked exactly like every other teenage Asian girl. And New Brunswick, which they don't have a lot. They're not questioning that. They're not running around Jersey with all the Asian people. They're like, oh, good. We've got some diversity. They were happy to see it. But she was charged for posing as a student for 4 days. Hai Zhong Shin, 29-year-old city lady, has been charged with one count of providing false government documents. That's what they got her for.
Is that a felony?
Yeah. It's a big. It's not. You can't be doing
just
that.
I'm just checking.
According to police, she filed the false documents to enroll in a high school, claiming she was a teenager. She provided everything. The charges. It's actually a third-degree offense to do what she did. I don't know about the false documents, but to get into the high school. on Wednesday as a result of an in-school fight. The fake document incident, social media showed several posts from students who said they were concerned for their safety, that this lady might not be exactly who she says she is. She's got a Facebook page, and she's out drinking, having fun at her office parties. And now the teachers are like, what happened here needs to be addressed. How many kids in this school are 30? Well, I don't know. It's, what is it, like 90210, everybody in high school was 30, and nobody batted an eye. Luke Perry, I think he was like 51, and he was a senior. We'll buy it. If the storylines are good enough. If you could go back to high school, Brady, what would you go back and change? Like right now, knowing what you know now, you go back to high school, what one thing stands out? You're like, man, if I knew then what I know now.
Probably the dating situation on some girls.
Yeah. Brett?
Oh, as dumb as those broads were back then, and I was even dumber.
I know.
Man, if I came back with that, I'd slay the whole school.
I would have had so much... I wouldn't have been beaten off in socks at all. I would have been just killing it. I had opportunities, and I overplayed every hand.
You got in the friend zone?
I got so deep into friend zones with girls that then 10, 12 years later, it's like, oh, I had such a crush on you. Like, on me? Yeah, I just didn't think you liked me. What? Because I was nice to them. What they wanted was a guy to take charge.
Yep.
That's why all the dudes that were getting it were the... Ones are like, it seems like all those movies, like the bad boy gets the girl. He's the jerk.
It's like Johnny from The Karate Kid was always slaying.
Yes. He had Elizabeth Shue first.
Yep.
I was always trying to be Ralph Macchio, respectful and all that. Waste of time. Buying flowers. I don't know how many dozens of roses I handed out the second. It was like, all right, this is it. We're getting married. And I'd start buying things, and they'd be like, oh, he's a little weird. Now I'm 1920s courting man. Would you wear my pin and be my bitch?
Here's my sweater.
Yeah, here's my sweater. You could wear it around so folks know that you and I are an item, eh?
Even tried to kiss me.
Well, I would be, oh my God, what are you, one of those fast gals? I was a 1950s brain in this little tiny body.
I went through 23 letter jackets.
Yeah, just handing out coats. Just giving coats
away. Steady, right?
Going steady. See, there's a problem. If you said that at all once, a girl look at you like, yeah, that's exactly right. I'm going to go smoke some weed right now. You go steady with your 1920s black and white gal.
Still write notes in high school. Will you go with me? Circle yes or no. Well, maybe.
I had a lot of that. My problem was I'd write notes and confess everything. There was no fun. There was no game. I would just basically say, I know I'm not the greatest looking guy. I would demean myself to be like, look, I know this is a bad offer, but if you take me up on it, I'll make it worth your while. Oh, it's terrible. And then roses would show up at their house, and all they really wanted was somebody to have fun with. And I'm sitting there like, this is very serious. This is a very serious moment between you and I. I want to make you my best gal. I was an idiot. I'd also go back and realize that I overthought all the sports, too. I probably could have played. Actually, it was my dad's fault because he kept saying, you're too small. You'll get killed out there. Because I was little.
Could have been the next Spud Webb.
Who knows? Yeah, he talked me out of it. He knew I'd play any sport, but I was little. And the first time I got hurt, he lost. He goes, weak kids break their bones. I'm like, that's not true. Everybody has bones to break. Yeah, weak kids do it more. And I had a broken arm because I got hit. You're not playing. He was worried more about his deductible, I think. That was really
expensive.
I was a pricey weak kid. You'd throw a ball a mile, but it didn't matter. You're going to get hit once. One of those giants will lay on you, and next thing you know, we're in the hospital, and I'm forking out a few grand because you're one of those weak kids. Thanks, Dad. Those are some big boys over there. You sure you can play with them? Like, yeah, I don't think you can. Okay, I won't. You're right. I probably shouldn't get involved. But he was just looking out for me in the worst possible way. But, going back to high school, it's a fantasy for a lot of people. And, man, oh, man, the first thing that I think every guy thinks of is all the girls you struck out with and why you struck out with them. Ugh.
Now?
Ugh.
Going back, be in trouble.
Why? Because you're 57
years
old.
She's such different. You're going in with how you'd act back then, which is okay. Now, you know, hitting on a girl.
Yeah. I could still do it.
Offensive. Yeah. You're going to get arrested.
No, I speak 13 to
as long as you went back as the mindset of now.
Yes.
You go back to your own time. Pervy. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, no, no. I'm not going back to
we're not Chomo.
Madison 9.
Exactly.
Hey, ladies. Yeah, like I could go, like it's a time machine.
Right.
It's the same.
You know how to handle the situation better.
Yeah. It's the Fred Savage body swap where a kid becomes an adult and then the adult gets to go back to high school. It's everybody's thought, oh, man, what would I do different? And, I would waste a lot less time on the courting process and just make moves. I would take the, I don't like you that way. Okay, cool. I'll move on. Like I would go into just deep depressions, massive depressions. If Angela didn't like me, and then 2 weeks later I was fine and I liked someone else, but it was just miserable. Like, why? What have I done? It was so dramatic. If a girl didn't like me, it was like, oh no. And then mainly because I felt embarrassed that I probably wrote her some stupid letter she showed all her friends about how beautiful I think she is. It was terrible.
You were like Shakespeare back then.
Yeah.
Letters.
I was big on writing. I had good penmanship. I wanted to show
you
that
you might
off.
Take your letters back. I'd be taking my mixtapes back.
Yeah. Mixtapes to the wrong girl. Yeah, I'd do a lot of resets. And I you know what? I would shift my focus onto the girls that I didn't push hard enough. God damn it. It would be great, but I'm not Asian, so I can't go back to high school. Damn it. Yeah, because it does sound kind of pervy to go, if we went to, like, today's high school,
yeah.
I would totally bang your kids. That's not what we're saying. Go back to junior high, 1980s, a time portal sending you back saying I could change this. And then I wonder what else would change through that serendipity-type stuff, the butterfly effect of me going back, if I did.
Go a different direction.
Yeah, if I did make out. Like, wouldn't it be awful to find out that you were, like, all I had to do was make out with Christy Greenway and I'd be, like, a senator? Like, it would just change everything.
Or the other way.
Or as a hobo. You're always so positive, Brady. Thanks.
You could have gone hobo route.
Yeah, I guess I suppose, but still.
I'd figure on that.
I don't think I had it in me to be a hobo. Something drastic had to happen to send me down hobo road. I think I would have avoided hobo. I don't have it in me to go down drugs or hobo avenue. I was too driven to get something out of this, but who knows? It could have been like just one makeout session with one of those girls that I really liked that I didn't get with. Changed everything. Then there again goes Brady's theory.
You could have gotten her pregnant through all your premarital nonsense.
I'm like, that's true, too.
But you would know, knowing then, make sure you're bagging. Make sure,
bagging. But I was stupid. I would have bagged.
Had Jimmy hat.
Jimmy hat.
Jimmy hats are big for Brady.
I wore a Jimmy hat just in case with my pants on.
So much dry humping.
Which one of those little guys can squeeze through your tough skins? Dry humper with a Jimmy hat on.
Jimmy hats. Yeah. You never had a pregnancy scare, did you? You never had in high school. You never had that. Yeah, you never did it.
Not even, it was so naive at the time. Dry humping.
Right.
Thought, I got some on her pants, and she thought,
yeah, that could do it.
It might,
get it on a thigh, and they start crawling towards the,
capillary action.
They follow the light. Yeah, it's like
that's the closest thing.
Rubbing some sort of medicine. It's like Barry Bonds stuff on her legs. It goes in, finds the eggs. Yeah, no, so you didn't have, no girl ever called you and said, uh-oh, we got trouble on our hands.
Yeah.
You never got that. That's a horrible call. Did you ever get one of those?
No, I've had a couple, I'm a little late, and it's uh-oh. And then, a day later.
Yeah, thank God.
Let off the hook.
Yeah, mine of 15.
Well, then we're
going
to do the right thing.
Well, you don't know what to do. The first thing that comes to mind is, how do I kill her? And then you're like, can't do that. That's making a worse situation out of this. And then you're like, all right, I guess I just tell her she can do whatever she wants and hope to God it's what I want.
Yeah.
Yeah, and luckily, my stuff didn't swim. My sperm was probably like buying flowers along the way. I'm going to meet this egg and I'm going to tell her I love her. I'm going to write the egg a note. My sperm died before they ever got there, trying to be gentlemen. I don't know when that all changed, but being a gentleman was not, I was terrible. I was just a puss. I was, I was Ducky from
16 Candles.
No, Pretty in Pink.
Pretty in Pink.
Yeah, I was Ducky. I was the one that was like, gosh, I wish she liked me. I was the sad sack. Man, I wish I was Asian. I'd go back tomorrow. just to sit in the class and go, you know what I could do to all of you, you jackasses. But you never know what might have happened. Can't go back. It is what it is today.
And going isn't, back that what, isn't that what Russell, what's his name, that wrote Fast Times at Ridgemont High? Didn't he go back to high school for a couple weeks? That's how he got the the whole premise.
Inspiration.
That's right. That's right. It was it was the girl, wasn't it? It was the writer of that was a woman. It was.
I thought it was him that did it.
For Fast Times?
Yeah.
It was. I forgot her name, but yeah, she was the one who, I don't know if she went back, but Fast Times is a girl wrote it. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It's something I would love to do. Get black, get sports together, get everything up. Yeah. What are you going to do? And the Valentine's Day.
Cameron Crowe, that's what I was thinking of.
Oh, yeah. Did he go back to school?
Well, yeah, that's what I heard. Yeah, yeah, maybe. He went back.
Did he write that and then the other lady directed, the woman directed? I know a woman was involved in it.
Yeah, she directed it, he wrote it.
Oh, okay. There you go. Yikes.
Phoebe Cates.
Oh, Phoebe Cates. And then we got
Mountaintop.
Like, speaking of romance and love and all that. And that was something I was terrible at, too. I would pick days like Valentine's Day to express my love. And that was the bigger issue. I would express my love to someone that didn't know I really liked them.
I love you.
Like, oh, no. I was the guy who told them I loved them like the first day.
I know we're just friends, but I think I love you. Instead of just saying, I think I like you, or would you want to go do something?
It was this big proclamation of love. And instead of just going, hey, do you want to go do something with me?
I love you so much.
I mean, I was younger, but it was still the same thing. It was sixth grade. I asked Mary Florence to go with me. She said yes. Nothing ever happened that first week. I go to Washington, D.C. for vacation a couple of days.
Sure.
And I buy a pendant, 1776 bicentennial pendant, to give her. Never gave it to her. I found it the other
two years ago. Yeah. Call her up. Here, this is for you. I forgot. It's funny that when you tell stories about your childhood, my brain, it's dirt roads, dust, wagons.
Like, yeah.
I don't know why, but you're like talking about, I don't know what, when you were talking about, because I think her name Mary Florence.
It's like Bonanza.
It sent me back to like Little House on the Prairie.
Which, I'm going to court Mary Florence, Paul.
And
when we make our trip over to the Capitol, I'm going to buy her something real sweet because I'm sweet on her.
Took a week to get there.
Right. I don't know what my brain did.
Pony Express.
Once you said,
I sent my parents a telegram, said I have this pendant. I'm 4 days away from the Capitol.
Stop.
Stop. Buying Mary Florence a pendant. Stop.
I look forward to courting you when I get home.
Bad news, boy. Stop. Mary Florence was bitten by a rabid dog. Stop. She's got the hydrophobe. She was put down in her pen.
But the pendant. Stop.
Yeah,
good,
I don't know
track
why.
Star, Mary
it's
Florence.
Because of her name, Mary Florence. I'd picture a
May
woman.
Flo.
Like in a big bonnet with a shepherd's thing.
Does.
And I don't, Mary Florence sounds like a very old woman. And I want to know. And now she is a very old woman. I wonder what she had. Do you still know where
she
is?
Yeah, she got married.
You follow the same.
Couple of kids.
That's pretty impressive.
I saw her.
How's she look?
I saw her at a reunion.
Yeah?
10 years ago. Maybe the last time, five years.
Do you regret not getting that pin on her?
No, no.
She looks terrible.
No, she looks fine.
Your quick answer of no is better than she looks fine. Britton, I know. It's cool.
Mm-hmm. Great.
It's cool. She's got one of those old lady teardrop asses starting.
I didn't get that far.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
That weird double butt that starts
in
her
60s. Yeah, I didn't scope it out that.
You did. Well, because it wasn't even. So looking at her face, you're like,
no need.
I haven't looked down. So she's a wildebeest thing.
No, she's not. She's still in good shape.
Let's just say this. I wish I had that pin so I could have popped her. She looked like Grimace.
Looked like Violet after she ate the... She's in good shape, but you said you didn't look. Now you're just dancing around everything. I didn't even look.
No, I didn't,
she's still in good shape.
Go too far. I mean, I knew she wasn't a Grimace, put it that way.
Yeah. All right. But you didn't look.
You recognize the Grimaces.
But you didn't look, just to be clear.
Yeah, no, not really.
But you knew she was pretty.
It's just a grimace check. That's all
right,
it is.
That's all. You're just wandering around doing grimace looks.
Not a grimace. I'm Mary Florence.
How are you?
Salutations, Brady. How are you this fine day?
I was trying to accourt you a long time ago.
See, I'll take my bag of flour and I'll leave.
Right.
Would you walk me to the mercantile, Brady?
I don't know why I pictured you in old type of sepia tone. Everything you were talking about, the picture I was painting was like 1891.
I'm going to court Mary Florence today.
Yeah, it's pretty solid. And if you want to court people, I saw this today too. I kind of like this idea for bitter, angry people. There's a company selling cockroaches. You can name the cockroach, and then they feed it to a zoo insect.
Yeah.
Like they got those zoo creatures that eat bugs. And they're like, here's your cockroach. And they're like, all right, Brett wants to give this one to Tracy. Boom. And it's Tracy the cockroach running around. And it gets eaten by, if you were still like angry about your ex. And it gets eaten by some weird salamander or something.
Yeah.
That just starts crunching on the cockroach. And it just sends you the little thing. It says, here's your ex. And so you could do
They didn't want to go dead rabbits for the snakes at the zoo.
That would have been awesome. Oh,
man.
That's a real bitter person. That's extra fee. Rats and rabbits for the big snakes.
Get Christy on the phone. She could set something up at the
not
at
a bad
zoo
idea.
Out there.
They have, I did see one thing. You can get a kiss from Crockett, the sea lion.
I don't want kisses. I want this thing. This is better.
I wonder. I'll ask her.
See if she can get
a feeding program.
Yeah. Get a carnivore to chow down and just have, like, painted on the side of the little animal, the name of the person. Send it on over to Brett.
Brilliant.
How about one of those big old greenies that you feed a rhino? You want meat.
I want something that's dying. Yeah. Like, that's the whole point of the
cover. Something that's going to suffer.
Greeny?
Yeah.
I don't want a greenie. The rhino's getting its teeth cleaned. That's not going to help me with my bitterness.
They grind it.
If I'm bitter, I want something to die for it. I don't understand what you're greeny.
Look at his teeth are getting cleaned. Gets in between those big teeth. That's amazing. Take that, X.
This is dumb. Where's the blood?
Greedy.
These little cockroaches run away and the salamander. I saw one of the videos and just works its head. Its little hands go and just nibbles on it. It's a cruel death for the cockroach, but we don't care.
Man, if you get praying mantis lined up and feed them.
It takes too long. These little guys go at it. Praying mantis hugs and talks to it, and then they pull it apart.
It's courting it.
Yeah, it's kind of doing what I was doing with
Liz. And then rips the head off.
Yeah, and then does like just violence, but it takes forever. These little salamanders whip them over to you, and then they hang on, and then just start chewing on its head. It's pretty awesome. And it makes little crunchy sounds, but you can have that if you're interested. You can do that. I think they have them in Great Britain, and then...
Man, England's getting all the cool stuff.
England's
the kidless
awesome.
Neighborhoods.
Yeah, they're starting all the good ideas. We need to copy them all.
Wonder if they're still doing the sound irritating synth of the parks to keep the...
Oh, the loud sounds?
The frequency of 25 and younger can
pick
up.
Kids can hear the loudest high-pitched noises, and they put them out in front of convenience stores they stand in front of, which is great stuff. Yeah, so Valentine's Day right around the corner if you want to be angry at your ex. And do something. I think you can get it sent to your ex, too, but that makes you just look... You're just a crazy person. That's what a crazy person is. But people go crazy around exes and things like that, so give it a try. And I do have to say I'm happy about them catching the Molotov cocktail guy. I don't know if you guys caught that one, but the guy that was chucking Molotov cocktails at Postina and stuff.
Yeah.
Years ago, they found him again, and he was keeping all of it at his mom's house. And they found him making a new one.
I didn't see his age. He looked
55.
Old.
Yeah, he's 55.
What's he doing at his mom's house?
Well, he's keeping all the stuff at his mom's house. He's sending mom down the river if she gets in trouble. It's all at her place. She was the Molotov cocktailer.
But he's 55, so she's like almost in her 80s, and she's out there like Greg Maddox throwing at the right. cars. Come on.
You don't know. Poor old lady, though. She just didn't know that her deadbeat 55-year-old son is... keeping all the ingredients in her garage. Yeah, this is the dude right here. It's a picture of him.
Of course.
The last
is.
You'd expect, though, a 55-year-old dude chucking Molotov cocktails, but he was arrested and they found him setting up some more in a parking garage on Hayden Road by Via de Ventura, which is over by, there's a Zips over there and there's a bunch of restaurants in that center. He had a bag full of glass bottles with yellow fluid in them and lighter fluid and lighter charcoal and caps for the bottles. And he was going to do it again. He hated Teslas, evidently. He was chucking them at electric cars. That's the best to guess, that they're like, whatever happened. But he's three of them. He threw Molotov cocktails at a Postino at Highland. He had a couple more on Hayden and one on Chaparral. He chucked them.
He hates his kids.
Yeah, you'd think, though, that a 55-year-old guy, I don't know, there's no MO for that. Again, like, you can't stop crazy. And you want to ban guns, you get these nutbags. He could have chucked that into a restaurant. It would have done as much, if not more, damage than a gun. At least you can see a guy with a gun, a dude with a bottle that's on fire, and he throws it through a window, and all of a sudden it explodes. We watched that in A Bronx Tale, and when that thing hits a window, the whole place blows up.
Turn into a Great White concert.
Yeah, and it's fast. Yeah, and you throw two of them, it's over. So you can never stop crazy. There aren't enough laws in the world to make crazy go away until you start pointing out crazy. Judgment. But the poor dude, I mean, this is all so planned that you're right, his 80-year-old mother's sitting there. What are you doing, Robert? I'll be in the garage for a little while.
Why do you keep so much stuff in my garage?
My room in my house, Mom. Shut up.
Oh, Robert, he's such a good boy.
Meatloaf!
He's just so good at being a boy. Still playing with his bottle.
His bottle collection.
I'm recycling. Shut up.
He recycles. He's an environmentalist. Do you want some moon pies?
No. And then he's just out
She's talking to the other girls. He's really into rags.
He likes rags. He's cleaning. And he's into the environment. He says he scrubs down oily ducks a lot. That's why I have all those rags.
And she didn't go out there once and see that, I got all the stuff for a Molotov cocktail. I've got these bottles full of liquid and a bunch of rags. Maybe my boy's not on the up and up, but he wasn't. And that's good. They caught him, but there's no laws that you can't just get a bunch of laws together and go, all right, crazy has been stopped. This dude's out of his mind. I mean, the gun thing doesn't make sense to me, but that's a person who's completely lost it. Molotov cocktail guy's got a semblance of design and survival. Most of those gun shooters want to die that day, too. Molotov cocktail guy just wants to destroy everything and get away with it. He's not out there with some manifesto. He's just lost it. He's nuts. And he looks nuts, too. The picture is a guy with no arm.
Well, they haven't found one yet.
It won't be a manifesto. It'll be some scrawl about... It'll probably be an ex-girlfriend. Because he's attacking stuff.
Just a little too old to really put a bunch of... posting up there.
And you're not going to see a lot of Facebook posts that led you to believe that Robert was about to go off the deep end. Or Bradley Holmes, I keep calling Robert. Brad. He might be ex-wife just eating him alive because he keeps chucking him at nice cars and nice places. And it seems to me, I'm not an investigator, but I'm good at this. He's frequenting places she might have gone. Hitting the Teslas and chucking it at certain cars. And I'm like, something's triggering him that looks like the Postino. That strikes me as a 50-year-old woman's place where she might have met the new guy.
Integrated.
Or the friends that talked her into divorcing Bradley.
And if it's the same color, Tesla.
Yeah.
Oh, now he got something.
Yeah. He didn't ever look at her license plate to understand. Yeah. I don't remember it, but I'm going to blow up all the black Teslas. Which isn't hard to do, just as long as they're not those Mork eggs. Everybody drives those white Teslas that are everywhere. This dude, there's something going on here. There's something more to this than just wanting to. Because otherwise, he'd just attack the inside of the Postino. He's mad at stuff. He's mad at somebody's things.
Has he declared? Is he going to represent himself?
Then I hope so. And ChatGPT will be his lawyer, and he'll never lose.
He's going to win.
He'll win it the whole way. Because that ChatGPT doesn't make mistakes. Yeah, so it's interesting because I looked at that and I'm like, this guy's not mad at society. He's mad at someone in it. Because he's not attacking everyone. He's just scaring people. And he's probably, when he throws, goes, I'll show her that bitch and her friends at Postino and all these places that women go and talk about us. Wine 30, meet you at Postino from Mum's group. I was in the car with Jen from downstairs. And we went to a lunch together with you last Friday, and I drove her, and we drove back, and she was on her text. And because of my new glorious eyes from Schwartz Laser Eye Center, I can see people's texts. And I looked over, and I saw it, and it said, Mom Wine Group.
Nice.
And it's a group of about 15 of them that go out and get drunk and talk about how miserable they are. And that's what this guy throws Molotov cocktails at.
She's got like three of them. Mom Wine Group.
Anybody that'll drink with her. Illicit prescription drug groups.
Oxymoms.
It's great. Yeah. Adder moms. Good stuff. Yes. But her I saw social calendar. And I told her, I said, you got some sort of a wine group. She goes, oh, it's embarrassing. Because she's a mother. And she's got the whole thing. We go out and drink and talk about things. I'm like, yeah. And so the guys chuck Molotov cocktails at your cars because somewhere in there, one of you was like,
you just need to get out of this. Sandy, you can't live like this anymore. It's just not right for you. He's going crazy.
Your mother-in-law lives with you.
I've talked to the girls, and I think it's best that we separate.
All right, you'll get yours. See ya. Next thing you know, he's hucking glass bottles full of gasoline. So, to me, this one strikes as a dude who is after. He was making a point to someone, not to all of us. And he just lost his mind. This is girl related. Remember when I said that about that police chief that was humping that lamb? And I'm like, his wife's done.
Fire chief.
Yeah, fire chief. You're right. His wife's done something. There's a woman behind this to where he's like, screw, watch what I'll do. I can't get laid in the house. You don't want me to have sex with anybody else? Watch this. And he went next door to the barn and he tried to bang one of the sheep and got caught. Sure enough, a couple weeks later, he was pretty distraught. His relationship wasn't going right. It all came out in the news. I'm like, that struck me as the exact. But can't have sex with anybody else and you don't want to have sex with me. What am I supposed to do? And he laid down with a lamb. The human brain. It's a disaster. I'm going to go bang one of those lambs. She didn't say I couldn't do that. I just can't look at her friends anymore, bitch. Opening that barn door had to be the worst sound in his entire life. Next to the lamb screaming like, you know, Hannibal Lecter. But with half a heart on going, I'm doing it.
And is that... That's not the first time I've been watching that lamb.
He's keeping an eye on which ones are the most vulnerable.
Oh, God.
Had it in missionary positions. My favorite part of the story. The farmer caught him with a lamb in missionary position. That's the hardest part of the deal. Flipping it over, getting it down there, and that poor lamb's thinking, this isn't shearing. What's this? I wasn't told of this. And he couldn't get goods. He couldn't get it up. Probably the smell. Probably the smell. Terrible. So, what are you going to do? Try not to go crazy. Try not to go too crazy. No more Molotov cocktails. I've never been so mad at a breakup that I wanted to blow stuff up. I don't think I've ever... I've been sad, but I've never been in a breakup where I'm like, that's it. I'm blowing up a house. That snapping is beyond me. I don't know what you'd have to do to make me load my mom's garage full of Molotov cocktails for a month or two. I think I'd get over it in a couple of weeks. Like, I can't believe I threw those Molotov cocktails at that Tesla.
Hopefully,
I never get caught. I'm not doing that again.
And Columbus had a friend. He broke up, and the girl came back and basically trashed his condo.
I've never felt the need to ruin
the walls,
property.
Broke like, furniture.
There's 8 billion people on the planet. If you don't like me, you're just like the other 7.99 billion. There's a good portion of this planet just doesn't like me, doesn't want to be with me that way. I'll try to pick another one out of the 8 billion. Sure, I'll be a little depressed, but I'm not going to blow up a Postino parking lot because you won't touch my wiener anymore. Seems silly. But jealousy's a hell of a drug. That is a weird thing, and people lose it. So I'm thinking Molotov cocktail guy's got a story. The fact it lasted a month or two, that's... beyond. Like, normally it's an isolated incident. He loses it and everybody knows he's lost it. This dude kept his cool. He was going to work.
Yeah, there's an operation involved.
Yeah, well, there's something not right and something right. Like, he'd split into two, disassociated himself from reality, threw the Molotov cocktails, and then went right back to work.
With so many cameras out, I can't believe he's got away with as many as he did, though.
They got a couple
in every parking lot.
Yeah,
it's just being able to identify the person is tough.
He's wearing a mask. Yep. He's got his, his Punisher shirt on. Which is another thing you're like, that's a metaphor. The Punisher.
Yeah, it'll be interesting.
What
was the goal? What was the...
Well, I don't really thought that far through. He's just trying to scare... this is an individual and her friends. I remember my first divorce with that lady. It was contagious. She was hanging out with these other girls. And one of them sat back and said, if you're not happy... all you have to do is blow some other guy and realize it's not that bad. And my wife was telling me this. Like, geez, these girls are miserable. And they're all talking about, like, what they do to get through it. And they're horrible. And then I was picking them up once at a bar. And I went in there for a second. And the one was just adamant that the other one gets a divorce. Because she was getting a divorce. And she was trying
to
talk. Join me. Yeah, it's better. Trust me, it's better. And we've done it. But you don't do it to a guy who's going through it. And she's like, oh, no. That lady files for divorce. And then three of the four of them were filing at the same time to be this little group of wine kids. And then I got one, which was fine by me. That's the best thing that's ever happened to me. But It was crazy.
You got to stay out of the hen house.
So that's what I'm thinking happened to Bradley Holmes. The hens started having a divorce party, and then they looked at her and goes, you know, Bradley's a little bit crazy.
I think one got remarried and is still banging outside of the...
Yeah, well, what are you going to do? She was taught at an early age that whenever things aren't so great, blow the valet.
That's the only way it works.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a spoonful of medicine. Thanks, valet. That went down smooth. Yeah, so what are you going to do? It's nuts. But I'm glad we got the Molotov cocktail guy off the streets before the Phoenix Open. Because that's what I was really worried about. The Open and the Super Bowl. And that dude was going to...
Those parking lots.
Oh, he was going to throw some heat.
You're going to have enough bottles.
That's who's storing them at mom's house.
You'd see, is that a water truck going by? No.
Ice cream noise.
Ding, 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 ding.
Just chucking them. So he's off the road. So don't anybody else do that. That's weird. What do you got on the big board of musical treats there, Bert?
All right, time for the wake-up song. And, of course, it's brought to you guys by Action Ride Shop. Our boys over there are taking care of you. You want to hit the snow? You want to hit the slopes this weekend? No pun intended there, all right? I saw Brady eyeing me. Right. But you want to go up north this weekend, Action Ride Shop's the place to be. They got all the skis, the bindings, boards, everything you need. And, of course, right now, since it is wintertime, they got the... They got the Action branded hoodies and jackets at 25% off. All you got to do is mention KUPD. So actionrideshop.com is where you're going to get all the hookups there, or just go visit Josh and the boys over there at Gilbert Road and Southern. And on the list, we got a ton of stuff. Royal Blood on there, Avenged Sevenfold, Mushroom Head, Killswitch Engage, Clutch, Ghost and Joe Elliott from Def Leppard. They did something. Pantera.
Spillways is off the new Ghost album. Joe Elliott's on that?
I think they did it like a remix or something that, yeah. Megadeth, The Summoning, Body Snatcher, Hatebreed, Destroy Everything for Molotov Cocktail Guy.
Yeah. He's mad at his wife. What about Mushroom Head? We'll do Mushroom Head this morning.
I don't know that song, but yeah. Sure.
Smelly's band, no.
I like, yeah, they do stink. They smell terrible. They wear too much in the heat. And they have no deodorant.
Don't book them in the summer.
Anywhere near. Yeah, winter bands only. Mushroom Head only blooms in the winter. Do not.
Well, that's an Ohio band, too.
Oof. They don't like the Arizona summer. Because you warned me.
Oof. Meet and greet with Mushroom Head did not go well.
I'm like, what's the matter? And I went over and I'm like, I'm in that little tent. I'm like, good God, Mushroom Head stinks.
Came from Chicago. Haven't showered in 3 days.
You know, we started masks before Slipknot.
Yeah, you should take them off. You guys stink. All right, Toledo loaded up crazy. It's the only one we've got. So we'll do Seals Crazy, which is kind of interesting because Mushroom Head covered the Seal song, Crazy. This is the 30th anniversary of the Seals album.
That's right, and he's touring
with it, which I would go see in a heartbeat. That's a great record. I like this. Actually, Mushroom Head's cover's pretty solid, too. It's crazy, everybody, how bad Mushroom Head smells. Just crazy. It's 98 KUPD.
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.
There's only one Eric's Family Barbecue location in Arizona. That's right, just one. It's in Avondale, and it's worth the drive over and over again. Barbecue restaurants that have several locations usually cut their quality for expansion. Not Eric's Family Barbecue. Eric serves Texas-style barbecue that never disappoints, always delicious, never rushed, and prepared to perfection. Now, we know brisket is king, but have you tried their pulled pork with coleslaw? It's a match made in heaven. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com. For more information.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, he's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
My man Johnny and the boys from Highly Suspect, Natural Born Killer. That is concert psyching rock, and I'm excited for it once again. Love that Highly Suspect. They're going to be here. When is that one coming up? That's the Muse, right? With the Muse, Evanescence. Yeah. Oh. April 2. And they're the first act. Can watch
then
that.
I can leave.
Yeah, you can take off. Evanescence is up next, and then Muse. If Muse doesn't open with a hit, I'm leaving.
Yep.
If I don't hear something immediately great from Muse, I'm like, well, I saw Highly Suspect. We're out. The only thing I worry about is Highly Suspect's the opener. So maybe they get 25 minutes, 30 minutes. Give me the hits and get out of there. That's a great song right there. I like that. If the Natural Born Killer appeals to you, then go see them. You can get tickets on sale right now. All of it's at 98kupd.com. You can check it out. all of our shows. I believe my friends at the Core are sponsoring that concert calendar as well.
Yes, Core Institute.
So thank you, the Core Institute concert calendar. That's exactly right. It's time now for Brady to give you all the news that only Brady knows. We call this the Brady Report. And it's brought to you by our friends at Hooters and Bud Light. How about Hooters for lunch, everybody? Well, you can do it every Monday through Friday, 11 to 2 o'clock. They give you some money off the sandwiches. How about $3? Get a sandwich, a taco, specialty burger. They're knocking down the price from 11 to 2 for a lunch happy hours. That's how that works. It's available at all the Phoenix area Hooters locations. So your lunch just got a little cheaper because Hooters is trying to do you right. Easy peasy. Don't bother the staff. Be nice to them. No, sir. They don't want a little Scottish in them.
You got any Scottish in you?
Not really.
Will you want some? Ooh, I'm in like Flynn.
$3 off.
I got her soaked just now.
No, you didn't. She's creeped out. Her body's reacting with sweat. It's 7:37. Brady Report.
Good Tuesday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world.
Hi.
Happy National Backward Day and National Hot Chocolate Day.
Hot chocolate. What was their song?
Everyone's a winner, and then they had one other one.
They had a big one. What's Everyone's a Winner?
Everyone's a winner, baby. That's
all right. Toledo, I didn't need you to do it. That's the whitest hot chocolate song ever. I didn't say sing it. I just said, what is it? I was hoping you'd pull it up on the computer. Yeah, We've got technology.
Hang on, I got it. That's this is Everyone's a Winner.
Technology from Toledo's karaoke days.
Exactly.
Everyone's a winner now. Come on, baby.
Oh, you know this song.
I don't think I do.
Yeah, you do.
I like this. What was the other hot chocolate hit?
You Sexy Thing.
That's the one I said.
Yeah.
This is it. I hate this song. They played this at bowling night for, and I could have sworn they were saying, I like eating nachos. So that's all I hear. That's what I heard.
I like eating nachos.
I believe in miracles.
And it's clearly not that. I was drunk. Yeah, it was bowling night.
Marcus Wayne.
Yeah, it was drunk bowling night. And I heard it once, and that's all I've ever heard since.
I believe in
miracles. And I hate this song.
Since you came along.
This and Lime and the Coconut might be the two songs that send me to Molotov Cocktail times.
What's Lime and the Coconut?
With the Lime and the Coconut. And,
oh, it's like an Adam Sandler song.
I don't think I've ever
heard
that.
Mungo Jerry is exactly right. You've heard Lime and the Coconut. Lime and the Coconut is maybe it's Adam Sandler's inspiration.
Oh, yeah. In the summertime.
Yeah, in the summertime.
But put the lime with coconut is a little different. But it maybe is.
Because he says it in the beginning of a couple of them.
Put the lime in the coconut.
In the summertime.
I think that's weird. I think that. I hate this song too if it's not the same one.
It's terrible.
Ugh.
You put the lime in the coconut and drink it all up.
That's in the end of it. No, that's when he starts in that garbage. Ugh. There's a few of them just turn my gut. Hi, happy hot chocolate day, everybody. I like the first one. That I like eating nachos song drives me bananas.
I like eating nachos. You sexy thing.
Got a couple of basis fun facts. Most microwaves sold in the U.S. are made by a single Chinese company, Madea.
Oh. Hey, that's Brett's gal's name.
Sugar mama.
Chinese sugar mama.
They provide microwaves for Toshiba, Comfy, Black & Decker, GE, Whirlpool. LG and Samsung make their own microwaves, as does Panasonic. Panasonic does have budget models that are made by Madea, but it's mostly coming out of China.
Get to work.
Mine's a GE. Did you say GE makes their own?
There, Madea will make some GE.
Madea makes GE. Yeah.
The first American sitcom shown in China.
Ooh. What year? Give me a year. That it was shown there. I'll even take that. I'll say I Love Lucy.
It's later than that. It's okay. Mid-80s, maybe.
This show was in the 80s?
Wonder Years?
Yeah.
Cosby Show.
It was 90s. Late 80s. Not Cosby Show. They're not going to go that crazy with... Probably a sitcom? Is it Family Ties, maybe?
227.
Growing Pains. That was going to be my second damn guess. Growing Pains. Mike. the Chinese guys running around saying, oh, very good show, Mike. Mike. I wonder if there was an influx of kids named Mike in China. Mike,
yes.
Mike Xing Pao, stuff like that, just based on that Cameron kid. What was his name?
Kirk Cameron,
yeah. Mike. Ah, he very funny.
Red states and blue states have only been that way since the year 2000. Before that, Republicans were generally blue and Democrats were red.
It's the other way.
Yeah.
I watched that. There was a special on when Reagan beat the tar out of Mondale and the whole country was blue, except Minnesota. It's bright red. Like Reagan just swept this thing. I'm like, oh, they got their colors wrong. And then I saw that they used to go blue and red the other way. What was the change for, I wonder? Just aesthetics on one of the news channels?
I don't know.
I wonder
yeah.
why they switched.
Was it?
I don't know.
So if you have...
these are questions we have.
Yeah, you gotta, these are follow-ups you could do.
It was
in your...
influenced by the news, Fox News.
Is that what it was?
Changed it.
But again, influenced, why did all the other things follow suit?
Don't know.
Yeah, there you go.
If you have meetings you don't like, try to schedule them on Mondays. Monday meetings are most likely to be canceled. People's long weekends for the holidays. And there are three federal holidays this year on Mondays. President's Day, Memorial Day, right. Labor Day. And 2023 also Juneteenth, Indigenous Peoples Day.
So you're
Columbus
an idiot,
Day.
Though, if you're scheduling them on the day off.
Christmas Day.
Yeah.
You're gonna have that meeting on Tuesday.
And you're gonna have
Well, there's
to
a
have
good chance that, well, they're saying, well, you could get it canceled.
Of course it's gonna get canceled. Nobody's yeah. coming to work on
you're
those.
You're gonna
days.
Have to have a review sesh.
Right.
Then you gotta download
information and sesh out. One of our salespeople said that yesterday. Let's download that information off our meeting. And I'm like, oh, I've never heard that before. And I'm never gonna not say it.
I responded back. I'm going to buffer on that for a while.
I was buffering, and I needed to upload more information before I could download with you about our sesh.
I got a virus. I'm out.
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah. I need some time. I called the IT guy over, and I'm like, look, I'm having trouble downloading my sesh on Friday. None of it was computer-related. It was us talking as human beings, and he called it downloading, and I'm like, okay, I can't live in a world with this.
We've crossed a barrier. Yeah.
According to the annual survey by the National Retail Federation, the average American will spend $193 on Valentine's Day.
Whoa.
That's up from an average of $175 last year, but down from $196 in 2020.
So that's dinner, flowers, and a gift.
Or just straight up hooker.
Or prostitute, yeah. Right. That's
nice
your Valentine's
Day. Yeah. Wow.
Who are you?
Whoa.
Somebody's got something in mind for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, wow. Relaying the information.
Brady evidently had a rough night last night. Wanted to throw a bomb out. You're the Molotov cocktail of words.
57.
Maybe I'll just get a hooker for under $200.
The one story with follow-up info is hookers.
Brady would be a guy who paid a hooker $193.
Yep. $200 still.
$200 even with the tip. $7.
I'll tell you what, I'll give you a bottle of sauce and $193.
Keep your sauce, bitch.
People ages 35 to 44 plan to spend the most, $336 on average. 25 to 34 plan to spend $238.
There's a Suns game on Valentine's Day, so.
45 and older spend less, but 57% will pick up candy. 40% will purchase greeting cards.
That's one thing I love about Medea. She hates Valentine's Day. She's like, don't buy me anything.
Silliest holiday ever. Yeah. Yeah, we get each other stuff all year.
Right.
That's silly. I'm not into that's a red flag of the romantic holiday must haves. Like, ooh, she's crazy.
You want to know
there
that
are
one
some
into
guys
it.
That
oh, there's guys that, who. Yeah. Well,
there's some couples
too.
That.
Yeah,
and if that's your deal, that's your deal.
Yeah, but you can have that moment. But to me, it just screams out. Shouldn't we be this nice to each other all year,
all the time?
And Brady getting hookers. I mean, who knew that was?
No kidding.
Get yourself a hooker.
And you're not getting a hooker in this city on Valentine's Day for $193. Super Bowl weekend? Are you crazy? Good luck trying
to
get it.
Well, that's after the Super Bowl, so you might get the worn out the discount.
Right. Oh, man. The Camp Lejeune hooker. Don't drink her water.
Blowout sale?
Oh,
see, that's worse. I don't want that.
Pick up a flapper.
Flapper. Let me just hey, my prices are a little low right now. That's what happened to your lips. They're so numb.
It's like mush mouth. They're so
numb. Hey, but you want to get it, but you job them?
Hey, this girl's lips are hanging down by her chest, and her chest hanging down by her vagina, and her vagina hanging down by her ankle.
Is that Yosemite Sam with back off on it?
Yeah. What's wrong with your mud flap, sister?
Kevin,
your face looks like it got pulled apart.
Mushmouth the hooker. Kevin. Yeah, the $200 hooker on Valentine's Day this year. Plus, Valentine's Day weekend is Super Bowl weekend.
Right.
You're not getting a weekend table out here doing dinners. You better start
Monday or Tuesday
planning it to go. I think it's a Tuesday.
I think it's Tuesday. Yeah. Researchers found the exhaust from cars and big trucks on the road could be breaking your brain, at least temporarily.
No.
They had 25 healthy adults breathe in diesel fumes. And then scan their brains.
Time out. How poor are you that you've decided this is a good idea to make $100?
All of the people volunteered to do it.
Of course they did. For a fee.
Bogan and Bogan research.
We need people to suck in some of these toxic fumes to find out what they do. Go get me some poor folk.
MRI results showed lower functional connectivity in the brains, in their brains most of the time, meaning they couldn't think clearly.
When you're sucking
different
down
parts
diesel
of the
fuel?
Brain weren't communicating well.
That makes sense.
So they're
stands to reason.
Basically, you're saying if you're in traffic for a long period of time, 2 hours, breathing that stuff in, you're dumb.
Well, you're not sitting behind the muffler.
Temporarily.
Right. You have to be sitting in some filthy
filters
traffic.
And,
yeah, I was going to say, your car's got filters. You're not just sitting behind the exhaust just going, 5 and 5 at 11. Oh, you got stupid for a second. Maybe we can get away with not paying him. I talk to Paul all the time when he first came, like 3 months into the COVID thing. We're a trial run on all the drugs. I'm like, this is a terrible idea. He did all the tests. He's fine. But
what do I got to lose?
Yeah. It's an extra few $100. If they made you sit behind a semi-truck and suck down the muffler, would you do it?
Sure.
You're dead broke. That's worse than stealing copper. Yeah, have some pride and dig a hole and pull some copper out of the ground.
Western Canada just became a top vacation spot. If you want to do all the hard drugs you want, they just legalized.
All of them?
Yep.
I've been saying that for years.
The federal government approved a request to do it on a trial basis for 3 years. They won't arrest people caught with small amounts of illicit drugs. Up to 2.5 grams. It'll go until 2026. Drugs that are now allowed, cocaine, ecstasy, MDMA, meth, heroin, fentanyl.
There you go.
Canada isn't the first country to try this. Portugal did it in 2001.
Everyone's dead.
And Oregon became the first U.S. state to try a similar policy 2 years ago. So far, it's not clear if it's helped or hurt.
Again, I stand by the idea that just legalizing heroin is not going to make more people do it. I think if you're going to do heroin, you're going to find a way, legal or otherwise. Making it more available is just going to make people who do heroin more.
Yep.
I am not – the only reason I'm staying off of heroin is not because of the legalities. It's horrifying to me. I'm not going to do it. So I think most normal folks aren't sitting there going, man, if only heroin was legal, that's just not worth it. If your brain is smart enough to recognize there's repercussions to heroin, you're not going to take it up when it's suddenly legal. Cocaine, maybe. Might give that a try. I wouldn't because I'm bad at drugs, but that one I could see more people could do that.
We're not going to have a promotions department.
No.
They're all going to move to Canada.
We're going to lose them all.
66-year-old Vera Liddell is in trouble. She works in the food service. She's the food service director at a school district in Illinois. And she's worked there at least 10 years. But during the pandemic, she started ordering chicken and picking it up for herself in the district cargo van. The extra chicken was never brought back to the school. You ready for this? She was arrested for stealing $1.5 million worth of chicken wings.
What's she doing with them? She's selling them in a restaurant? Backyard?
Yeah, she had to store them in a freezer. Yeah, she was just storing them up. Over the past couple of years, she stole a lot of chicken.
Let me show you something. I've been hoarding chicken.
Time Trika's been busy.
Time Trika's stealing all the wings.
She got caught because she overlooked one thing. She was ordering massive amounts of chicken wings, but the school never served wings to the students.
Oh, see, that's a big
because they contained bones. She would have gone boneless.
Oh, she'd still be on her chicken bender. Chicken Bender's a good band name.
I was just thinking, that's not bad.
We are Chicken Bender.
Here's your next Netflix murder movie that's going to happen, documentary. They're calling it the Doppelganger Murder. German prosecutors claim a woman killed a lookalike to fake her death. This was a German-Iraqi woman, 23 years old. She was on Instagram soliciting people because she had makeup tips and she was trying to be an influencer. So she went out and looked around for other influencers offering free products. The women. She and a friend like, okay, this one's okay, but this one's better.
Trying to find people that look just like her.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then put her in her Mercedes and the Mercedes got into an accident and the person was killed.
That's a pretty elaborate way to try to kill someone.
They identified her as the 23-year-old German Iraqi woman.
They didn't kill her first and then wreck the car?
Well, they made sure they killed her in the car so it looked like the girl had died.
But how? Then you're risking your own death. They killed her first, Brady.
Well, she... Yeah.
Then put her in the car.
The reason why they killed her is this woman wanted to just basically go off the grid.
Right. But
disappear.
That's the story is that they
fake her death.
Murdered her. Put her in the car and then staged an accident.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
We kind of missed that.
Yeah.
So it's in court right now and all the stuff starting to, all the information's coming out about it.
DNA testing changes everything. They said it, they figured they had her ID'd, right? So they didn't have to DNA test.
Yeah.
They had her, they gave her all her ID and stuff like that. So the cops just assumed. That's pretty good though. Well, that'll be a good movie. How did they catch her?
They caught her not too long after, or it's when someone saw her and like, I think that's her.
Or the lookalike's friends were like, our friend isn't back yet. What happened? Nobody assumed the identity of the missing girl.
Yeah, they said the pair then lifted the victim back in the back seat and they put her in the Mercedes. Killed her first, then put her in the Mercedes. Yeah.
I figured that out.
Yeah.
I deduced it.
Would you like to fill in the rest of
Let's go into
There's a lot in there that we don't know. Brady left that mystery.
Stay tuned.
And then Brady tried to tell the story that Dateline will tell much better. Or did he? It's called a TIA. Little tiny strokes that leave out a lot of information. Basic math evaded Brady.
Let's get to some Brady videos. Got a series of quick ones here. What's the first one again? Oh, this is don't look at the I don't follow this Instagram one, but it's called Ghetto Jungle TV. It's just random.
You don't follow this one. Come on.
This is not good.
For the record,
that shouldn't even be a
but I am now. This is a motocross.
Like you didn't follow Brother HQ back too. Right.
Here it is. This is a terrible page, but there's going to be something.
Oh, this is the motorcycle.
Do the other one yesterday?
No, here we go. It's not worse than yesterday's thing. Nothing will ever top Brett's video.
I know. It's like, I don't know. Yeah, I don't want to play any videos. Sure
of this one's a couple of separate accidents. I don't think it's the same race, but.
This one. I've
all right, here we go.
Yeah, we've seen one of them, I think, but not from a different angle of the actual
hit
motorcycle.
Play, camera. Man. You're hang killing on. Me. Getting
he's there. Doing a different video, I think.
Oh. This isn't the right one. Oh, I see you're making the.
Oh, this is the motocross.
Oh!
Oh!
Ragamuffin. Went over the handlebars.
Faceplant into the ramp.
And then right over the top, he doubles up over the handlebars into the ground and then rolls over.
Sounds like us announcing.
Oh! Oh, man, that's a crash.
Oh!
I'd pay for that. Wow. His spine fell out. That's a wreck.
Another faceplant, but this is on a mountain bike. Guy tries to do a no-hand trick where he claps his hand behind it.
I don't
claps
get
his
these.
Hands behind his back.
He's in the air. He claps behind his back.
Misses the handlebars.
Oh, face
balls! always riding the
into cactus.
He's a unit.
Cactus is in his face.
Yeah, the handlebars evade him, and then he's down. Clipped in, too, Brett. Don't wear those clip-ins.
Yeah, no way.
Oh, man. Well, he doesn't need Dr. Lynn now. Those balls took a... That is a racking... Oh, man. Lands right on the crossbar of the bike. Oh.
Next one's a quick one. A girl in a stable walking her horse to the stalls. We did.
Remember this one. Oh, the horse, the other horse just
grabs her hold of the ponytail and rips her back.
Nice.
And then the other horse kind of gives her a shot to the stomach. Told me
the world is gonna he kicks her when she's down. This girl's, the horse has had a plan.
She must be a real bitch.
A, oh, man, that horse just wrecked her. The other one kicked her while she's down. She's horrible, that lady. Good job, horses.
This is the guys on the crotch rocket. Motorcycles. Coming in a little hot at first. Both corners.
Whoa, whoa. What did I just miss? There's 300 miles an hour. Oh.
Now watch it for this guy as he goes by.
Oh, that guy flew 300 feet.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
These guys are lunatics.
Oh, we're passing flying people.
That's a... Oh, I don't like watching this at all.
Oh, here comes around the corner again. This is... There he goes. That's the
Oh, yeah, that guy's not... He didn't make it, right?
They're all okay.
Your followers are awful lies. How can you live with yourself?
Little shaken up, but they're okay.
Little shaken up.
Oh, my God.
This next one's a tough... This guy has a tough time eating, but he manages to do it with the chopsticks. I don't think he has
a tough time. He's got a hole in his face. Oh, God, what? Why so stereotypical with the food? It's an Asian guy with a hole in his face, and he's stuffing it in above his mouth.
That's rice. Now let's go for some noodles.
What's his mouth doing up there? His sinus cavity's missing.
Yeah, that's... I guess that's beyond... That's a deep cleft palate.
Is that what that is?
I think that's the... bass cleft palate.
Why does he have to eat? Oh, God. It's like stuffing things in a nostril that shouldn't be there.
Not open.
Oh, he just stuffs it in that hole under his eye. Why is that there?
I don't know.
Wonder if he snores.
How does he kiss? I want to see him make out.
That's your one way to get rid of your CPAP.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get rid of your whole sinus.
See, it has nothing to do with a body type. It's just hereditary. Some people have holes in their faces. Some people just snore natural. Like
totally natural.
Totally normal. Can't be fixed. You fix it, you grow a hole in your face.
Bunch of jag dogs.
I hope that guy's gay. You know why. I'd like to see that.
Yeah. The army still got a lower rack, though.
He's getting skull, according to Brett. Yeah. All right, I want him to see. I want to watch that guy whistle. I want to watch him perform oral. I want to watch him kiss. I want to watch him do all sorts of stuff with that hole in his face with teeth in it.
There's one last quick one. I don't know if you saw this or not. It happened Saturday in Hawaii. This woman was in her house and a boulder.
No.
Come down off the mountain. She didn't hear anything. She's in the house, and it rips through the house, just misses her. It happens really quick.
What you're looking at here, that is families in Palolo Valley who are picking up the pieces after a series of incidents over the weekend where boulders rolled down the hill. Now, this incident happened to the Sasaki family, as you see it here. This was just before midnight on Saturday.
Wow.
Boulder just missed
the Sasaki. Former Mariners
close. She was walking to the living room to watch TV.
I heard the loud boom, and apparently the boulder passed right in front of me.
Apparently, you were there.
I've lost all recollection.
What do you mean, apparently?
I think that's the boulder right there.
I don't think that was really her. I think they just got another agent. Apparently. How do you say apparently to the thing that happened to you? Apparently the boulder that almost hit me was right there. Apparently. Evidently. Allegedly.
Rumor has it.
You were right there. No apparent about it. What do you have?
I got a couple here.
Please, no meat.
Yeah, no, I want more.
I don't got any shredders from you.
Splitsville.
Sorry.
Garbage.
This one's another motorcycle. This guy's trying to avoid hitting a dog.
Oh, good. Does the dog make it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, no, no.
The dog chased him into the front of a Subaru.
Both of, they worked as a team.
Yeah, yeah, they did.
And all the other people of Bhopal laughed. They don't care about it.
And he humps before he hits the car.
Look at how many wild street dogs there
people
is.
People are laughing.
I didn't know India had a Guadalupe, but there it is.
Is this going to steal his bike?
Oh, very funny. They're all having the time of their lives. No reason to call State Farm or the India Family Insurance.
We were there.
Jake's
India
not there.
Family Insurance.
Now, this one says this guy's trying to recreate a TikTok video.
Okay.
And I don't watch TikTok enough to even know if that's true
or not.
But
that's not.
Guy's on top of a building.
Oh, he's standing on the edge of a very tall building. And the building gives way. Down he goes. Oh.
He's okay.
20-something stories. Yeah, Brady says everybody's okay.
I like how your sound is behind. So
right.
We're in front. So
yeah.
That's, let's listen again, because at the end, the last thump you hear is a guy. That's a body hitting the ground. Wow.
That is the most spectacular parkour thing I've seen.
Wow.
I believe I can fly.
Oh, here's your...
What is going on here?
Wow. Oh, that's the lady who stole all the,
that's
she stole all the wings. $1.5 million worth of wings is too many wings. Calm her down. All right.
And here's an... I got two more. This one and then one more.
Another motorcycle. Another motorcycle. We're going about 10 miles an hour here.
Kind of crazy traffic
in some
third world country.
Here comes... This guy's in a hurry. One dude's just in a hurry.
This guy's still... He's like stuck to the car.
He's got his windshield wipers on, though.
Graham, how long is this going? And did that other one go right in the side of the wall?
It's in China, so I'm guessing he's probably in his car going, mate!
Delivery
on time.
The truck
hasn't stopped yet. He's went like 4 blocks.
He's going. He's got something on his mind.
He's just peeling
the tire. Per delivery.
He's going around a corner.
Yeah, so he's turning.
Speedy delivery.
There's too many Chinese anyway, is what he's thinking.
Wow.
He's helping.
One more time with that one.
He's clearing.
We're going to see the beginning
of that. Because
it's
just people kind of stuck in traffic and guys like, screw this. He's Leroy Jenkins of China.
Exactly. This guy in the back gets the worst of it.
Leroy Jenkins. Oh, Leroy, no. That's done. I'm going.
And I like how the truck just doesn't even stop. No. I gotta make this delivery. Get out of the way.
He's got a...
He's still asleep.
Little Chinese barnacle hanging off the side of his truck.
Please stop!
And then last but not least.
Finally.
Some traffic
another
in
another intersection. Oh, that's just, that's just somebody.
It's just like dominoes.
Just
bowling.
Just bowling for people. They're okay. Everybody's right. Everyone's
okay. Seattle?
Yeah.
Rainier in South Grant?
Yep.
Gotta be.
Yep. That's a good neighborhood.
It is?
Yeah, it's a nice Lexus that plowed the three stuff.
Yeah, got hit by a nice car. Hey, well, at least you went down in a wealthy
up that
area.
That street right there is up on a hill that's pretty wealthy.
Yeah.
That's where the Lexus is coming from. So,
but they ain't shopping on Rainier.
It's where Toledo used to stand and ask for money, evidently. All right. Well, there you go. Thank you for that.
Sorry, I couldn't compete with yesterday's.
Than yesterday,
but,
you
know, sorry.
That's okay. We can have a palate.
Yeah, the man split yesterday. From yesterday is tough to top.
I had people like, send me that. And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
I don't want to send that to your work or anything else. There you go. That is your Brady Report. It's 98 KUPD.
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.
There's only one Eric's Family Barbecue location in Arizona. That's right, just one. It's in Avondale, and it's worth the drive over and over again. Barbecue restaurants that have several locations usually cut their quality for expansion. Not Eric's Family Barbecue. Eric serves Texas-style barbecue that never disappoints, always delicious, never rushed, and prepared to perfection. Now, we know brisket is king, but have you tried their pulled pork with coleslaw? It's a match made in heaven. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com. For more information.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, he's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98.
We're going to have Metallica tickets when we have our Super Bowl party up there at CB Live. That's right. You heard me. And the tickets are going to be for the winner of our football pool, which will be all for the Humane Society. So you get in on that. Proper score at the end of the game, you're going to get yourself a pair of tickets to both nights. We got the Friday and the Sunday Metallica nights.
Awesome.
Is he down there?
He's got something to do real quick. And then he's
what?
Morning bust.
I got a bust.
Time for all that.
Time for all that.
I need Ben now.
How's puppy's daddy?
Anyway, I want to bring this up. I just got a couple emails. I was going to ignore this. Toledo and I were talking about it yesterday, but I can't. It's too funny. So if you recall, about 3 weeks ago, 2.5 weeks ago.
January 19th.
Okay, so I had this discussion basically about these people in Queen Creek. It was on the news, and they had these gay guys in Queen Creek that put up a rainbow flag on their house. And the HOA is like, can't have flags all over the house, take it down. And then somebody did something stupid to the flag or threatened to do something stupid, and they were real worried about it all. And my take on the whole thing was, nobody should do anything bad. Their reaction isn't right, but I'm not taking Winston to a Klan rally. You live in Queen Creek. So I was basically saying you're bad at being gay. And as a homosexual, I should know. I'm not a minted homosexual. I'm very
pristine.
I'm picking the right boy, not some slut. Someday I'll meet that right boy. I haven't yet. But my wife and I talk about my homosexuality all the time. I want to treat her like a homosexual treats his mate, and she gets uppity about it. So I haven't had it happen. But if you're a gay living in Queen Creek and you're throwing the rainbow flag up, you can expect some poor reactions. If I moved into a neighborhood where all the billboards were in Spanish and put a flag on my house that said English only, please, I'm an antagonist. I'm an instigator. I'm stirring it up. If I move to MAGA country and I start talking about gay things, not that their reaction's right, I'm stirring it up. Well, the guys got mad. They want to play media victims. They've been running around screaming, the HOA won't let us have our flags because we're gay. Nope, the HOA won't let you have your flags because they don't allow flags.
No flags.
And they're saying flags. Don't confuse it. So that's the thing. And then you kept putting it up, and then the one guy said, hey, do you want trouble? Is that what you're asking for? They're trying to play media victims. So they put out a little TikTok video. I'm not watching it. They didn't listen to my segment. They assessed what they thought they heard. I'm going to go ahead and say what I thought. They put out a thing that says, I am trying to get people killed. Well, nothing at all has happened. Nothing from my words or anyone else's has occurred where there's a bad moment. People who are smart understood my point of, you're gay and you live in Queen Creek? That shocked all of us. There's no gays in Queen Creek.
So you don't want to watch it because it's our audio with him and signs.
Yeah.
That he shows throughout.
Did John Holmberg just say gays are not welcome in Queen Creek? No, Queen Creek said that. They don't say it out loud, but you got to know that deep down you're in MAGA country. And you're welcome everywhere. But, you know, you're welcome at a QAnon meeting. You shouldn't go. And I think they're more mad because I called them poor. Gays, yes, one thing.
He does mention, because you mentioned, I'm going somewhere where it's $38 a square foot, and he put something right in there because he's a realtor.
Yeah. Oh, he's a real estate agent in Queen Creek. That's even dumber. In this hot market? Well, it used to be. You're out in Queen Creek?
I also said if they play their cards right, they're going to have a dominant interior business selling homes.
Exactly. We gave them good ideas and everything else. Nothing about this was threatening or anything else. You can fly your flag all you want, like I said. There's just certain times you shouldn't be surprised when the neighbors react. That's my point. Dumb people didn't get it. Smart people did. So where's Ben?
Ben!
He's responding to your comments because during the segment you said, that was my what are you shopping out there for moment. Right.
Well, we built a house. So it was even cheaper. Right. Okay, you're poorer than I thought. We need Ben.
We built a home that had a casita for my mom.
That's lovely. Nobody's disparaging you, but don't be surprised.
Sure, he's got money.
When MAGA country starts reacting to your flag. Again, I'm not saying it's right. I'm just not surprised it happened. And calling the news makes you guys martyrs and victims.
He cut up our audio very selectively for his TikTok video.
Right. And I'm so fine with that. No, I'm not afraid of it.
I'm just saying that if you listen to the entire segment and you get the whole context,
right,
you can cherry pick items out of the whole thing and it makes it look sound bad.
But I'm not making you a victim. You can do it to yourself. You're not a victim. Nothing's happened. Nobody called for your heads. All I said was, If I, and I even brought it up, if I raised the Israeli flag at a Nazi rally, I'm trying to stir it up. I'm not saying that, you know, Queen Creek's a Nazi rally, but there are people there who are not necessarily going to, it's the red side.
They're not
going to
embrace your rainbow flag.
It seems as if, and that's probably why HOAs say no flags.
Oh,
we don't want any of this nonsense. Not only does it look bad,
Israeli
only
flag,
America,
no,
it antagonizes
pride
people.
Flags?
Right. It makes some people are not going to be able to handle it. And that's what I said. Where's Ben? Ben! We need a resident minted homosexual.
I go down there?
Yeah, go get him. Okay. I was just going to check. And I asked Ben this question earlier and got the answer straight up, which was hilarious. But yes, I'm surprised that gays would choose Queen Creek. There's not a lot of restaurants.
And I said it doesn't surprise me because of the name of the town.
Right.
I think it's like if you didn't know much about.
If you did just move in here, it seems like a sanctuary. Soon you will find out it is not.
Queen Creek.
I don't go down Van Buren and start shouting at pimps that they shouldn't be there. I just know better. Should they be there? The pimps? Probably not. But it's not my business and they've been there longer than me and that's just the way things work. My aunt lived in Queen Creek. It was backwards by like 20 years when I was out there. It was craziness. So stop trying to make yourselves all victimized and everything else and just recognize what I said. I was protecting the gays. I'm one of you. I'm in the club. Is he here? He's not there? He's busting. Anyway, I went down and asked our resident homosexual. I said, name three places in the city you don't want to live. And he goes, Queen Creek. And I'm like, of course. All right, that's all I need. I don't care about the other two.
The Starbucks order just
started laughing. The question I wanted to ask Ben was, what would you rather be, straight or poor? And he'd be like, oh, straight. Like, he'd give up the gay lifestyle to not be poor. It's the worst thing you can call gay. Well, anyway.
Yeah, Ben's been well off his whole life, so he knows.
No one was attacking you. I'm just saying, I can't believe you're surprised by this. Does it make it right? No. But the HOA didn't say take your flag down because they hate homosexuals. They said took it down just to not have trouble. Get it off my desk.
To reiterate, you said many times in that segment, it's not right,
yes.
But I'm just saying
it isn't
you
right.
Have to read the room is what you said.
Look, I live in a predominantly homosexual cul-de-sac. In fact, three out of the four people who live in this, 75% of my cul-de-sac is homosexual.
100% of males.
Yes. All the men in my cul-de-sac are gay.
How about the dogs?
You know what? Gordon humps Jack's head nightly.
Go.
We have to pull him off.
Tendencies.
He's loving it. That's and he's learned from the area.
Curious.
It's
curious.
It's nature, not nurture, or nurture, not nature. I'm not sure which works. But he's learned from the pheromones in the air that that's what you do. I'm not picking a fight with you, and I'm also not going to sit back and be afraid because you guys have decided, oh, we're going to be victims. You're calling the media. Oh, we didn't call the media. You did, too. You did, too. The media isn't driving around Queen Creek looking for fluff stories about
trolling
this kind of
for
stuff.
Stories.
I got one.
Yeah.
John Holmberg makes his living off degrading people.
That's right.
TikTok.
No, I'm agreeing with him at that point. You're right. I do not make my living degrading people.
Hashtag push back.
I'm degrading Queen Creek, you jackass.
Exactly.
If you figured it out, it was on your side.
Degrading communities.
I'm basically saying Queen Creek's a little backwards. They're not ready for the whole trans movement. Not all of them.
Hashtag, why are you so obsessed with me?
I love you. I want your ass. That's why.
I'm just tired of it, John.
Yeah. Are you, Brady? Well, yeah. Leave then. I don't care. Good. Be tired of it somewhere else. Boo-hoo. We'll split your check up amongst the three of us. Bye. Tired of it.
What does hashtag FYP mean?
For young people. I don't know. Pretty young thing.
Ageist.
What's FYP?
I don't know. Somebody have to tell us.
Not hip enough. Me. Yeah. Not hip enough. I like words.
Exactly.
I like words. I don't like all these, you know, acronyms and things like that. All I said was Queen Creek's kind of hillbilly. Gays rolling out there with their agenda. Going to piss off a few of them. That's basically what it was.
So
I was kind of siding with you, gays.
So basically, this TikTok is from a gay end of your boy's at it again.
Exactly. And I wasn't at it. They're wrong. It would be like if somebody said, hey, your boy's at it again. And they completely agreed with Toledo. We're on the same page here. I just don't think that flying a flag in Queen Creek would not come with somebody doing something stupid. Right. That's all.
Hey, guys, for context, my HOA I live in Mesa made me take down my Marine Corps flag.
There you go.
I'm not calling the goddamn news claiming my HOA is anti-military. It's the friggin' rules.
The HOA is basically like, sorry, no statements. We just don't want it on our desk. Because they get too many people that complain already. Now they're allowing them. Well, if they can fly their flag, I'll fly mine. And so now you got a problem on your hands. So no flags allowed.
Flags are flying in my hood.
I said flags. Are they?
Yeah.
Well, because you all agree. It's a whole neighborhood of people who are on the same page. HOA's like, we all agree that...
there's some variety.
Being Mormons at all. You can fly the flags of like a holiday probably, but you can't keep them up there all the time, right?
Actually, the Boy Scout troop sends a flyer out. And they'll put up American flags for you on all the holidays.
On your house?
Yeah, in the house. They'll do like two or three.
I would assume in HOAs on American holidays, that's fine.
Yeah. And
I would assume that's
as
fine.
As far as other flags, you know, I've seen, you know, other ASU flags.
Sure.
I got on a Buckeye game day, flag.
You're probably allowed to do it on a game, but you keep it up all the time.
Yeah,
they're
going
to knock on your door and go knock it off. Oh, we got one behind me here. Yeah. I like them from behind. I like all my emails from behind.
Ben!
Love to have Ben down here for a second. this is a good one from David. It says, gays picking Queen Creek is like King Joffer picking queens for his bride. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Look, I was on your side. And then you guys go and attack because you can't hear anybody say, hey, you should probably maybe should think about that, you know? Hey, Winston, want to go to this cool QAnon Klan thing I got? No, he's not going. He knows better. Maybe he does. He should be allowed to go. He should be allowed to fly whatever flag he wants. But the people there are going to be like, nah. I don't go to country music festivals with signs that go, boy, country's stupid.
It's like you when you said you got pulled over with Reggie. If you were going to grandstand on something
exactly.
at that point right there.
Yeah.
Why, this is a travesty.
I don't go to sporting events and wear the other team's jersey.
No. I don't go to Raider events.
I won't go to Raider events. I would not go to a Cardinal game out of respect for the idea that somebody might get pissed off if the Steelers start beating the tar out of the Cardinals and I'm waving a flag and getting too excited about it. They're like, this guy's rubbing it in our face. You're just dealing with people that, you know, you might not do it. I'm not saying stay quiet, be proud, do all your thing, build your house out there in Queen Creek. If you were good gays, you'd have enough space, you wouldn't have to worry about neighbors, but you got an HOA, I understand. You don't have enough money yet. Two male incomes, can't quite get out of Queen Creek. That's baffling to me. Two male real estate agents in the hottest market in the history of time. I don't understand why you're in Queen Creek. That's basically what I'm saying. As a gay myself, I'm like, Queen Creek, really? That's low on the list.
John, I'm sorry, but I just told my coworker that you hate him because he's gay.
I love him because he's gay. But go ahead and tell him that. He'll win me over.
Apparently, the hashtag FYP means For You page. It's a TikTok thing to get your video noticed more.
Oh, God. Yeah, they're dying for attention. This is pathetic. I'm not bowing to any agendas or victimization. If you want to be victims, that's fine. If you want to pretend like the world's crashing down on you when it's not, that's fine. All
I'm
saying,
get a couple more listings out of this.
Yeah.
You know?
Hey, good. Go for it.
Yep.
Give us a commission.
Yeah. I go over to the, the Black Lives Matter march with an Aryan Nation flag. I should be allowed to do it.
Yeah. And then, you know.
But some people aren't going
to
like it.
And then Kyle Rittenhouse will introduce himself to you.
I go to Maryvale with a hey, Caucasians shirt on. I love Caucasians only. It's like, uh-oh. I go into a... It's got to be a shirt somewhere.
You don't do OnlyFans, you do only Caucasians.
Only Caucasians. I won't do it. Yeah, I won't do it. I go to a gay neighborhood and just put a flag up that says heterosexuals do it right. Yeah, you're going to have some people knocking on your door. That's all I'm saying. Expect a reaction when you put that up in MAGA country. And again...
It says no signs.
I've never met poor gays before. I don't know what that's like. I'm surprised you're out there.
Yeah,
you should be in the
looking at your house, I'm guessing you're not poor.
No. Well, it's in Queen Creek, so.
They got a lot of house.
In Queen Creek.
Casita.
In Queen Creek.
Mom.
Right.
Mom didn't want to leave.
Right. Maybe they did it for mom. I don't care what your reasons are. I'm just saying, you're in Queen Creek. That shocked me. And I can have that moment. Just like you can judge me, I can judge everything else. I'm not degrading you. Degrading Queen Creek. Brett lived there.
He knows.
I got the hell out of there.
See? They didn't like Italians. Wouldn't let him hang his ragu flag in front of his house. No, I said, Miranda says, I'm so glad you're talking about this. Everybody tries to be a victim. silly gays. Welcome to Arizona, where John hates us all equally. God damn right. I don't like any of your groups. Yeah, you don't go to a black power meeting wearing a white power shirt. And I'm not saying you shouldn't be able to.
See the hashtag on there?
I'm not saying the... Do they also use the hashtag pushback? No, that's too far. That's too far, Tom. We gays don't like that phrase. If you don't push back, you have to be reminded you're bad at it.
I know it's an unpopular opinion, guys, but I think all flags are stupid.
I do, too.
Flying in front of your house, I think, is just dumb.
I think so, too. I like the American flag and American holidays. All the other ones are kind of silly.
It's me, a prick across the street with this Packers fan.
Right.
You're just. Oh, battle.
Yeah, it's terrible.
You're announcing yourself.
But are you getting a bigger Bears flag for your house?
I should, right. But no, yeah, I'm
see,
not.
See, and that's
just
what
like,
happens.
Just deal with it.
That's why HOAs right. always Toppers. Say no flags. You got a guy across the street with a Michigan flag. Brady's got his Ohio State flag. You don't know how stable that dude is. I don't want to know my neighbor's triggers.
Brett, your boy Brian Urlacher is flying his flag in a place in Santan Valley. Why would he be in Santan Valley?
You can fly all the flags you want there.
Nobody's going to see it. He's hiding. Anyway.
John, I've got an ice jacket. Will you wear it and troll of Maryvale with me?
No! Are you crazy? Jeez. You think I'm wandering around Maryvale in an ICE? No way! Because you know why? I'm not stupid. Do I side with ICE? You betcha. But am I going to go out of my way to show all the people that I side against? Oh, goddamn, no way!
How are the tacos here, Holmes? Yeah.
Fine.
Migros, you're afraid of my shirt, aren't you? I'm an asshole, right?
And I'm flaunting it.
Totally agree with ICE. But I ain't walking around Mexican neighborhoods wearing an ICE shirt for laughs or to let them know that this is my feelings. I know better. Used to be you kept that kind of stuff to yourself and your friends and everybody else. And if people found out you were gay the old-fashioned way... and they didn't like you. That was good. That was a good thing to find out who's got the problems. I'm not gonna move. But I think they were mad that I said they were poor. I think that probably makes them angrier than anything.
That's probably worse than saying that, you know, calling them out for being gay or whatever.
Michael and Troy, my neighbors, whenever because their house has been under construction for forever, and they're always like, I'm like, just can't pay the bills. Is that the problem? Oh, don't you dare! He will rattle off his annual salary every time I tease. Because they're both statements. Together. You should see what I've got. First off, I'm not the poor one in the cul-de-sac. You are. I'm like, no. Oh, I'm like, no, I'm not. And he's like, I made this, and this. I sold the house and got this. And that's before Troy's income. And I'm like, that's where you got me.
The double income.
Combo male incomes. God damn it. And they're like, all right, you guys have more money than me. And I look at Megan. I'm like, pick it up. Gays are crushing us.
Can you send her back to school? Is it too late?
Well, you could try, but we're still dealing with that ice cream nipple thing. Some lady emailed and said a medical study that said if you eat cold ice cream, your nipples can get cold. And I'm like, yeah, but 12 hours.
Your body
is 12 hours. Right. If you eat cold food, your body's cold. That makes sense. 12 hours earlier or the day before, and you're still complaining of your nipple pain and you're blaming the
not
ice cream, something's wrong with you.
Not a thing.
And don't get me started.
Matter of fact, not a thing.
Her double down on the. And she buried her heels in it.
Now, wait a minute.
I'm like, no, just stop and say that was stupid and move on with me. Anyway, just point it out to the gays that are mad at me. We're more on the same page than you think. Stop victimizing yourself at every turn when you think you heard something. Not everybody's after you. It was on your side. I just don't know why gays are in Queen Creek. Seems like a non-destination to me. It's like me being childless going, I'm looking for a house in Gilbert.
Nah.
I want to live by a bunch of schools. Nope. We're gay. Let's move to MAGA country. What? Doesn't make sense to me. You do you. I can say what I want.
You're going to affect change.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. I'm just saying. The flag can make some people out in that area.
QC's changing, my friend.
It's not.
Well, you're the closest one to it, so you might know.
How?
Everybody's, it's just getting bigger.
Yeah, it's getting bigger. It's it.
All
We've of a sudden.
We've got Costco now.
No, see, that's how I know you live in a redneck city. When somebody says, we got us a Costco.
Oh, they were celebrating it. It was all over Facebook and everything. Yeah.
If you celebrate your Costco and your Chick-fil-A, you live in a redneck city. That ain't nothing yet. I was in Sholo. They opened a Panda Express. You'd have thought the queen was coming by giving everybody blowjobs. It was amazing how the line was forever. It started the night before. It was like 12 degrees. We got us a Panda Express. I'm like, man, these rednecks will just celebrate anything about society coming to them.
Our old neighbors, our lesbian friends, they bought a house in Queen Creek right there by the Costco.
Some reason lesbians make sense out there.
I think so.
I don't know why. Right. I just think that one adds up.
A lot of outbacks out there.
Again, poor lesbians.
They drive a Ford F-150.
Oh, do they?
I feel bad for lesbians because they've got two female incomes, which is brutal.
One's a Boeing engineer. So.
Yeah, but she's still getting 70% of what the gay man would get. Still not good.
Of what the gay man would get.
Yeah, the gay
so
man.
It's double down.
It's really troubling. That's not my fault. That's just me quoting stats. You can get mad at me all day for being a logical realist, but deep down, the reason you get upset is because it's real.
How dare you say something that's factual?
Yeah, how dare you actually quote a scourge on society as fact? Sorry. Anyway, I'm one of you. I'm a homosexual just like you. I don't think flying your flag in MAGA country is smart. Do it if you want to. The reaction may be bad. They're not right to react that way. But get off my ass, unless it's for the right reasons.
Whoa.
You heard me.
Okay.
Hashtag pushback.
Unless you mean it. Hashtag PYT. Hashtag pushback. Hashtag what's that smell? Yeah, I just don't want... I'm not playing the victim game. Come after me. All day long. You're not going to win this one. I don't care if you do. And if that's the society we live in where you can't just go, hey, you probably shouldn't fly that flag and there's a bunch of weirdos living around here and you see that as an attack on you, you want to be attacked. You're dying for people to get loud around you.
Later on, I'm the degrader. We'll be talking about
right. Now, later I've got some things for the Asians. So it's been an entire lifetime degrading people. Shut up.
Is that your D's? Tune in later.
Yeah. A guy I used to work with used to always scream, I hope your butthole falls out, or I hope your C falls off.
Falls off?
Yeah, which was my favorite thing ever. And in my brain,
like
I'm thinking.
Like you just see it on the ground?
I'm thinking, I want to say that out loud. I hope your butthole falls out. That would be taken as some sort of a gay thing. But it isn't gay. Anybody I hate, I kind of root for their butthole to fall out. If you're me, and I don't hate gays. I don't like you guys. You two bother me. The ones yelling at me, making a stink out of nothing.
Why are you pointing at me?
I don't like you either. I hope your butthole falls out.
Oh, hey.
Quit making stinks about everything.
I didn't like what I heard.
Well, John Holmberg's telling us to comply now.
Yeah, I am. Settle in. Knock it off.
Adapt.
You have an HOA. You have to comply.
Yeah, you signed the papers. I'm the one telling you
that, being realtors.
Exactly. Now that I know the guy's a real estate agent, Brady's right.
Now they're going to be mad that you said realtor.
Yeah, I did. Realtors.
Ignorant. Slut. Anyway. Invite me over to one of your gay parties so I can turn you down. I'm not driving out to Queen Creek. It's crazy.
I'll go. I'll visit our lesbian neighbors.
Yeah. The world of victimization. Stop wanting to be one and just quiet down.
John, my issue is, why did they have to use signs on the video? They can't even voice their own opinions on your commentary.
Well, yeah,
like, play a section and then comment on it. But no, you have to do it like it's an NXS video.
A local homosexual weatherman just texted me and says, they're not gay. They're in Queen Creek. Thank you, local homosexual weatherman.
He knows how to follow his HO. Hey!
Oh, Brady.
Thank you. You're a great crowd.
For crying out loud.
That would be the one thing that they are right to get offended about.
Oh, somebody's, Ben, my police officer friend Ben said, can you clear up that the Ben you're trying to call in as your known homosexual is another Ben so my phone stops blowing up? No, I was calling for you, Ben. You're not? But you're so demure.
You handle yourself well in all your traffic stops.
Anyway. There's an HOA. You got to comply. It's not me. It's the rules you agreed to. They asked you to take your flag down. You made it a big victimization thing. That's not what this was about. And all I'm saying is Queen Creek is not necessarily the place to start flying that flag and expect perfect results. That's all. Nobody should hurt you. You have every right in the world to do it. I'm just saying there might be a reaction. And you got one.
Thomas says, you are using the L in that word, right?
Flags. Yeah, I keep saying flags. Flags aren't welcome in Queen Creek. Maybe that's where he understood. Right. He thought I said something else.
Right.
But enough. Enough already. Let's have a nice. We'll go have a high tea, you and me, and we'll go out and we'll talk this out because I was on your side. I'm just shocked that you live in Queen Creek. That's all. I know a lot of gays. Their goal is the Biltmore, Arcadia, not Queen Creek.
Silly gays. Queen Creek is for kids.
It's starter homes.
What?
And rednecks.
Heading there this afternoon.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to go watch a basketball game out there. Some.
Now I don't know.
Religious academy.
I don't know. You're
right?
Not welcome.
Aren't you playing like Mormons versus Christians today?
I'm not sure.
Ooh, the age-old battle.
It is kind of a battle. And not a place for a rainbow flag. Right. They're probably going to fight back. Why would you fly it? I don't get it. That's me. I'm entitled to an opinion also. Just because I haven't taken one in the back door yet doesn't mean I don't have an opinion.
Platinum.
I'm by him. It is pristine and clean. Man. No chocolate LeBaron here. But it's just for that special someone. And I'm not throwing this thing all over town. I haven't met him yet. I'm just standing.
You're very patient.
I'm very patient, and I'm picky. He has to be perfect. He has to be like Kim Petras. That's the kind of man I'm looking for.
John, you're a Simpsons fan. They did it. You remember the video of Homer wanting that sweet, sweet candy? This guy's chop job of a TikTok is just like that
exactly.
Homer video.
Exactly. It's all mashed up and like, this is what I want it to be. It's not the truth. At least deal with the truth. I'm dealing with reality. I'll take the lumps of saying things that are uncomfortable. At least deal with the reality all the time. Make a TikTok video of all the times I said, no one should do anything bad here. The people are reacting poorly. But I'm not surprised at the reaction. Make a TikTok video of what really happened. That's my problem.
Exactly.
Don't try to make bad guys all the time. It's just wrong. I'm not making you guys bad. God did that.
Jesus.
Great one there.
The Degrader.
And scene.
The Degrader is back in 5.
Anyway, not degrading you. I wish you all the best. In Queen Creek, it's not possible. All right, we got the hot releases coming. Don't get confused by this. Hot releases are coming up in just a little bit. We'll release all over some more stuff. It's 98 KUPD.
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.
There's only one Eric's Family Barbecue location in Arizona. That's right, just one. It's in Avondale, and it's worth the drive over and over again. Barbecue restaurants that have several locations usually cut their quality for expansion. Not Eric's Family Barbecue. Eric serves Texas-style barbecue that never disappoints, always delicious, never rushed, and prepared to perfection. Now, we know brisket is king, but have you tried their pulled pork with coleslaw? It's a match made in heaven. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com. For more information.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, he's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98.
It is time now for these very hot releases that are going to be coming your way in just seconds. All the new entertainment, music, television, downloads. Downloads. I love having download sessions. I got one today.
Yeah?
I got a lunch with the folks from the Core Institute. We're going to have a nice chat about my recovery and my arm and my hips and all the things that have been wrong with me and how great that place is. And then the next day I'm going to download with the whole lunch set.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
We're going to download our info. We're going to sit down and we'll download what happened. That is a new thing I'm going to say a lot. I think that's a new business buzz term that we're going to get sick of, like outside the box. That one drove me bananas from the beginning.
Do you think the guys from the Core Institute might bring like, hey, we've got this new bionic arm.
I'll wear
it. One?
Oh, yes.
Who wouldn't?
Uh-huh. Why wouldn't you want a bionic arm? Does it work? Uh-huh. Is it better than my arm?
Can it be hacked?
I don't care.
No, I'm
everything I carry around with me can be hacked. I'm over that.
That'd be awesome.
I would take it. Well, I'll ask him for you. Idiot.
The Degrader.
I like my new alter ego.
Quiet down, Brett. You're about to get attacked by the Degrader.
It's time for the hot releases. It's brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue. It's in Avondale. It's unbelievable. You can't beat it. You can't top it. Don't try. If you want barbecue, that's the place you go. You can check it out online, ericsfamilybbq.com. It is, without question, not hyperbole when I say that's the best breakfast burrito I've ever eaten in my life. What they brought up, and that was traveling. That came all the way from Avondale and showed up in our kitchen. It was still the best breakfast burrito I've ever had. Imagine getting one fresh.
It's a good way to start the morning.
Oh, baby. And it didn't weigh me down. I didn't get acid reflux. It was chorizo, which normally I look at and go, ooh, this one's going to get me. Nothing. It was light. Oh, my God.
That's great.
Anthony, Casey, you got something going out there. I'm happy to be telling people about it. Ericsfamilybbq.com. Seriously, if you're in the area, even if you're not, go get yourself a breakfast burrito out there. Meet, mesquite, repeat, skeet, skeet, skeet. Ericsfamilybbq.com. Who's first?
Who do you want?
I don't care.
Brett, go ahead.
All right.
Bert's up.
All right. Starting out with the Winery Dogs, which is Richie Kotzen, who played with Poison, done a bunch of solo stuff, Mike Portnoy and Billy Sheehan. This is Mad World.
A cover of the Mad World by Tears for Fears? It's a three-piece.
Yeah. Another Chris Cornell sound alike.
Yeah. It does sound like Cornell. Holy smokes. I had no idea.
Yeah, you probably like them.
I'm not a huge fan of the song, but I'm fascinated by how much he sounds like Cornell. It makes me want to get Kim Thayil and the boys to just do a tour with someone. Johnny from Operator.
Johnny from Operator, too.
Yeah. He sounds great. Yeah. It's not bad. The song's average.
Yeah.
It's all right. Pretty good.
But, Shania Twain is back. Ooh. And this is Giddy Up.
Is this the one they keep talking about her getting naked for?
I don't know.
The
I hope
cover,
so.
Yeah.
Oh, for the cover of the album. It's like 57-year-old lady breaks all the rules. She's going to be nude. And I'm like, why are the rules for a 57-year-old being naked? Broken. Because we ain't got time to wait. When does she show up? Is that her?
No. I think she was in that. I think she was that car mechanic that walked through.
I think. See if she shows up. Oh, I can't take that.
Yeah.
Pop country music. Blech. That girl at the pool table's good, though.
Oh, yeah. The smoke show. Hey, what's up?
Some kid dancing in the grocery store. That was not fair to do to my body.
No.
To watch that hot girl dance on a pool table and they show a child dancing in the cereal aisle.
That one sucked. This is Young Fathers. The name of the tune is I Saw. I want your shield. I want your weapon.
Give me that bulletproof vest. And don't forget, I'm not susceptible. This is scary, I know. No falling for your charms. No crashing to your arms. Handful of coins. It's like a dude from Onyx.
Yeah. Strange.
Yeah. Does it kick in or is this the whole time?
I only listened to a little bit of it.
If the Sopranos was still around, would have been on it. This would have been closing credits music.
It's like, I don't know if I like this or I don't know.
I think without the visual, I'd like it.
Yeah.
Watching this video is... I do kind of like this.
Yeah,
that would grow on me.
Kind of undecided.
Get that torso out of my mind.
Yeah.
This band is Sunny War, and this is No Reason. And it wasn't what I thought because the album title is Antichrist Gospel. So I was all like, or Anarchist Gospel, and I'm just kind of like, this is going to be like some kind of Marcus band.
The Antichrist Gospel.
Yeah.
You're an angel. Yeah. Yeah, it's almost kind of 90s.
And speaking of our conversation earlier, Morrissey's back.
Ooh, Morrissey.
Bonfire of Teenagers. I couldn't find the official audio, but this is a live version of Bonfire of Teenagers.
I called Morrissey yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
And I said, I want to set up a gig for your new album out here. And he goes, no, don't think that's a good idea. And I'm like, no, I got a great deal. Set up a stage for $100 out in Queen Creek. And he goes, why would I go to Queen Creek? And my audience doesn't live there. And I'm like, oh, but they do. Two of them do. Is he still singing to teenagers?
Ugh. He has no idea how old he is.
He's still got teen angst. Remember our friend Ian Canfield, our other...
Yes.
One of our best gay friends ever.
We should have called him up.
We should have had Ian on that. He's a right-wing gay.
Yeah.
He hangs his own rainbow flag and then tears it down himself. He's so conflicted. Remember he was banging Morrissey for the longest time and wouldn't admit it?
I thought he wouldn't admit it.
Just lunches.
I figured it all out. Oh, stop it. We had lunch a couple of times. What'd you have? I bet you ate the meat because he won't. All right. That's enough. Stop. Yeah, he was having sex with Morrissey.
Baloney.
And you knew it because he's like, oh, Morrissey. I was with Morrissey in a small venue in Tennessee. I'm like, you traveled to Tennessee with Morrissey and you weren't having sex with him? What a waste. We were backstage and they had sausages cooking on a grill and he canceled the whole show. He likes raw sausage.
This band's terrible, but I like the name of it. Tropical F-Storm is the name of the band. And this is The Golden Ratio.
There's sea monkeys on the album.
Cross at Primus.
It's Primus tuning up.
There you go.
Listening.
I don't know.
Whatever hipster sunglass store I walk into that's playing this, I'm breaking all the windows.
This is what psilocybin does to
me. I miss when musicians liked heroin. Molly makes them crazy.
Welcome to the lopsided world of L.
Yeah.
I miss when they can keep time.
Wouldn't they get that to Play-Doh in time?
Yeah. God, it sounds like my first day. Fisher Price presents my first band with our Lil instruments.
All right. This one, I actually like this tune. I was just checking it out. The Afro Man, this is Live It Up.
This is great. A cold brother, walk down the street with the stroll. I love Afro Man.
Yeah. Tilted to the side. The song's kind of like got that 70s vibe to it. Yeah. The good and the bad.
Exploring life in my 83 can. Leaning to the side. It's almost Bootsy and the dude from Digital Underground.
Yeah. My player prior. I look at my life and I see
improvement. Got more women than the Me Too movement. Oh, there's the line of the year. Got more women than the Me Too movement.
There's some good lines in
that's
this song.
Gold.
Ain't no shame crying in the rain.
So I'm going to check that one out.
I like that. All right.
This is the the Imperfected.
What's this?
Yeah.
Huh.
You may recognize this song. This is Never Get It.
Okay, let's see. How about that? This is a great song. Don't call it illogical. I want to give that singer a hand job.
It's not impossible when she says what she wants.
Who's the problem? Good question. Look at that video. Still professionally done. In her eyes. So good between her thighs. Right there. And she stands. Oh my God, they dressed him up and everything. Available on iTunes and all your availability places. Video on YouTube if you're interested. It's The Imperfected, formerly known as Malvo's Trunk.
It's W.
Yeah, it's W. A whole bunch of
the ascot's hot.
Kick. Not an ascot. Oh, it's a hoodie behind a nice shirt. Get paid, but I'm a whore. Oh, it's amazing. This is a night. This one's the winner.
Screw you guys. Who's the broad?
There you go. So
there's
good,
too much
right?
You clowns in here.
You have to ask the director of the video. It was co-directed by Tony No Yes and Chris Katera.
What's with the hyper colors?
I don't respect it. Oh, what a! This is amazing. This
is gonna go big.
That band's going places. The Imperfected, featuring what? What Who? Some hot broad.
John Holmberg.
Some Swedish
Some
girl.
Hot broad.
My, and the hot broad's yes. in there, too. My God, I can't get enough. It just never ends with awesome. Look at that guy. Amazing. Well done, guys. Excellent work.
What was that suit you were just wearing?
I was dressed up.
Yeah,
the clown suit?
Yeah, what's up?
I had to put a clown suit on. Oh, the video's fantastic.
Well, the director clearly didn't bring that out in the video.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, no, I said it's the whole, you got to watch the video. It's a very subtle move to go, you know, the guy singing, is, he's a clown. He's getting clowned by a broad.
Bringing MTV back, man.
He's getting clowned by a broad.
Does the broad come back?
Yep. I wasn't there for the broad parts.
Oh, really? You got to hang out with Katero the whole time?
Yeah.
Yeah,
in a warehouse. Dance with Katero for a couple of hours. The long Friday.
All right.
And yeah, the imperfected. I was only there for about 5 hours.
Brings us to N-word or F-word.
You should have played with the imperfected. It's not in there, but.
Future is the artist, and this is same damn time.
I'm not familiar.
I like Future.
I think you won last week.
All right. I'll go with.
No, I'm Brady won last week.
Oh, you did. That's right. Well, we tied, kind of, because it wasn't friendly or it was just.
Neutral. Yeah.
We couldn't play it again because it was so
both
quick.
Of them, yeah, so fast. Brady, I'll let you go first. Future.
I'll go with friendly N-word.
No, no, no. I'll go hardcore F-word.
Got to go angry N-word then.
All right, let's see.
All right.
Future. I like Future.
It's kind of a little bit hard. You're going to catch it, but you might catch it just a
minute. All right, here we go.
That makes me want
Future,
a
little late. Same day. How about Gucci? How about Ben? At the same damn time. On the phone, cooking dope. At the same damn time. Telling white, telling me. At the same damn time. Fucking two bad bitches. That was it. Oh,
that was it.
F-word. And it was a nailed sexual it. F-word.
Right.
Which was, I believe, what I called right there. I'm happy with my win there. Thanks, Future. Future is something about him that is catchy. When Future pops up, I'm like, that's kind of fun. It's like old Ludacris stuff.
That new Afro Man song, though, is cool.
Afro Man Smooth. Yeah. I don't know a ton, but what I do know, I'm like, I always kind of like it. There you go. All right, Toledo, hurry up. Go.
All right. The only game that actually look like it's worth anything is a game called
Hold on a second. I'm getting a lot of emails saying, what was that band you were raving about that had the singer was great? It says it doesn't sound like you. Are you saying that was you? Is the band called The Imperfected? Yes, it is. And I'm just a guest singer on that one. They've got many other smash successes. It was fun.
So this is a game called FPS, Fashion Police Squad.
Ooh.
Baggy pants, dull suits, sidings of socks with sandals. A message needs to be sent, and it needs to be sent in style. Time to serve some good old-fashioned justice with the fashion police.
You only kill people who aren't fabulous.
Right.
So it's Queer Eye for the Straight Guy with the with weapons. Game, or what?
With his wardrobe in the shape.
Oh, he's got a belt. He whacks guys who are dressed poorly.
And then RuPaul shows up.
This game is violent for no reason. How about that?
And it's in that 16-bit style. So
you just walk around a mall and find people poorly dressed.
Why are they holding a gnome?
Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of
powers.
There's a lot of strange imagery
in
this.
Belt is.
And then the golden hallway.
Oh, look at that.
Are you firing weapons or new clothes at them?
That's a good point.
Fashion Police Squad. That's great. That might be worth an hour or two of time.
All right. On Amazon Prime, this show is basically Sex and the City for black women.
Okay.
It's called Harlem. And season two is debuting.
Called Harlem?
Harlem.
Friendly N-word.
Yeah.
With the year that we've all had. What's everyone getting into next?
I'm going to say yeah.
Why? Don't you have like a hella wrongs to make right?
I guess I didn't make a great first impression on you.
None of the impressions you made on me were good.
Bye.
And Whoopi's in.
I'm staying in New York.
I know what I want, but am I flirting with disaster?
Drama return. Look at me.
So. All right. It is exactly as you described it, and Sex and the City was awful.
Kunk on Earth. C-U-N-K.
It's close.
C-U-N-K.
I'm in.
On Earth from the BBC is out on Netflix.
What's that mean?
Apparently this woman's name is Kunk.
Oh, that redheaded girl is hilarious.
Have to explain the pyramids.
This one.
It's obviously just big bricks.
Philomena.
Oh.
Philomena Kunk.
I watched a, this is brilliant. I've watched, she used to be with Coogan on,
oh, wow, okay.
What's the name of that character he had? I can't think of it right now. It is.
Watch on BBC iPlayer. How was that quick enough for you?
Yeah, she's very funny. It's super quick. I don't know her
so
name.
So it's her explaining historical things,
apparently. Yeah.
She and heads it's, down it's, caves and up mountains in her search for mankind's first moment.
If you watch a few of her interviews, I've forgotten her name, but they make kind of jokes about it. It's hilarious. And Steve Coogan played, God dang it, I can't remember the character he played. It was just brilliant. And she was on an interview with him, and it was so funny.
This is Dionne Warwick, Don't Make Me Over. The official trailer is coming to HBO, I believe. It's basically a documentary on Dionne Warwick.
Do you mind if I sing?
Six-decade career in music, black and LGBTQ action.
She is. Whatever this has been around forever. And kind of great at it the whole time.
One of the great female singers of all time.
Dionne had this huge range, and then she's very explosive.
Dionne was the first African-American woman to win a Grammy in the pop category. That's a huge, huge thing.
Of course she broke down racial barriers, man, because her music...
Dionne Warwick was... she was awesome. And then she did the... did she run out of money? Why did she have to do the psychics
thing? I
thought
she got broke.
Did she somebody steal from her?
I think so.
Because she was way too successful, but he's standing there selling me psychic network stuff.
Yeah. And then one of the other big releases on Netflix, I believe today, is Pamela, A Love Story, the Pam Anderson documentary from her side.
If anybody's watching this, go to hell.
I blocked that stolen tape out of my life in order to survive. And now that it's all coming up again, I feel sick. I want to take control of the narrative for the first time.
She moved back to Canada.
Yeah. I heard that...
I don't think people consider her the owner of her own image.
She wrote every word of this herself.
Public property.
I think she said so. Yeah,
she didn't ghostwrite or anything.
I didn't feel like I had a lot of respect.
Did you want to be a serious actress?
I am a serious actress.
The lady just laughed at us.
I had to make a career out of the pieces left. But I'm not the damsel in distress. I put myself in crazy situations. And
craziest thing for me with Pam Anderson, she looks hotter now than she did in the last 12 or 15 years.
I could go
and
with
she
that.
Was never hotter than she was before the surgeries.
Yeah.
Like before she changed, or even her boobs.
Yep.
When she was that Labatt's girl, there's nothing prettier. Like she hurt that just right there. That natural, I don't know if that's the time too. But
yeah, that is. That's the
just this that stunning natural beauty. And then she started to kind of.
And the
overdo it.
I thought she had brown hair too.
It was darker
when she was discovered.
When she was first, it was darker. Yeah, when she went full Pam Anderson, she was still a smoke show. But I thought her most beautiful moments are now when she's all natural again. Where, not natural in the ways of like surgery and stuff, but she doesn't wear makeup all the time anymore. And there's you know what it is? It's confidence and comfort. She's wearing confidence, and it shows. Because I've seen her in a couple interviews and stuff, and she still looks Pam Anderson-y, but she's got her, less makeup. She's not really flaunting everything. Right. When she was on Tim Allen's thing, that was jaw-droppingly pretty.
So Love, Gilda is a documentary about Gilda Radner, which was in theaters in September, and it comes to streaming services this
and,
week.
okay, now.
I can't believe this is her handwriting.
This is a real honor. Like, seriously, this is huge.
Are these actually her papers?
So it's like celebrities reading Gilda's diary after she died? This is wrong.
Her letters.
Gilda Radner, her voice and her writing.
Letters to who?
She was the very first performer chosen for the cast of Saturday Night Live.
Dear Roseanne!
She was pretty funny.
That was funny.
There's some stuff on there. That's
if
a good
Gene's not in it, then it's just...
Gene Wilder has to be.
Yeah. Then it's just kind of... Pointless.
Yeah, when Lupner. She was Lisa Lupner and Todd, that was great stuff. Yeah, she was very funny.
The Watchful Eye is out on Freeform. When Elena accepts a live-in nanny job for an affluent Manhattan family, her life is transformed into a world of lies, ulterior motives, and secrets.
You're going to be my eyes and ears around the Greyborn.
Oh, am I?
Oh, yes, you are.
Welcome to the Greyborn.
I'm Elena, new nanny. I'm moving into the staff quarters.
say hi?
Never hire a nanny that looks like that. How many dudes have to learn this lesson?
So you're in the Greyborn.
Elena!
Should we have told her? Why scare the girl?
Why do smoke shows want to be nannies?
Easy money.
It's easy money, and then they steal the life.
Good opportunity to move up, promotions.
Hot nannies should not be. That should be. If you're going to be hot nannies, it should be like that coffee bean with bikinis. It should be a place you get them from hot nannies.
Right.
Hot nannies. It always ends badly. Even if you don't do anything, the wife thinks you are
always. Just read the Ben Affleck story. The Brad Pitt story.
An old chestnut. A hot nanny always gets one.
If you somehow miss the Black Panther Wakanda Forever in the last 3 months, you can get it on Disney Plus this week.
Oh. Did you guys see this?
I didn't.
I did.
Did you? Yeah. They didn't like you, but did not sound.
3 stars?
Yeah.
Racist.
Yeah.
I cried at the funeral opening.
Yeah, they kill him in the beginning, right? And they have a big ceremony.
Yeah.
Only the most broken people.
It didn't have quite the buzz as the first one, as far as people like it.
Yeah, it didn't. And then our boy Ryan Bader is in action Saturday from the Kia Forum in Los Angeles. He's fighting Fedor Emelianenko. I'm not sure how to say his
last
name.
That's the second time.
The second time, yeah. He beat him the first time. Fedor is a legend in MMA, and so he's fighting on the Bader tour. Bader has won the title twice.
Bader's holding the belt on this thing.
Yep. He's been holding it for a while now, too. Yeah. I reached out to him to try and get him to come on. I think he's deep in training.
He doesn't
want to
be here.
He doesn't like. He lives in Queen Creek. He doesn't like us. And then the last one I have is for Brady. Lyle Crocodile comes to Netflix.
New York City.
Did we just move here?
I think we did.
You think Josh is going to be okay? This is my crocodile, Lyle.
He finds a singing crocodile in his attic, John.
Like the frog, the WB frog. Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey.
So it's Pete's dragon with the crocodile.
Yeah.
Yes. Lonely like me. Hey, you awake yet?
Except apparently other people can see live. At
the
top of
the world tonight. That's how the crocodile sings there's like no Shawn Mendes? Wow. Has to
hide. You'd make so much money.
Everybody get out of here!
I didn't expect him to have such a beautiful tone. All right. Lyle Crocodile. Brady's going to watch that in his bitch barn today.
Yep.
Here to miss your basketball name, Kerbert Herbs. Got something to watch.
It's all right, though.
Family out.
From beer.
There you go. All right, there you go. Those are your hot releases. Brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family BBQ, ericsfamilybbq.com. Mesquite, eat, repeat, skate, 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 skate. Enjoy it. It's the best you've ever had.
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.
There's only one Eric's Family Barbecue location in Arizona. That's right, just one. It's in Avondale, and it's worth the drive over and over again. Barbecue restaurants that have several locations usually cut their quality for expansion. Not Eric's Family Barbecue. Eric serves Texas-style barbecue that never disappoints, always delicious, never rushed, and prepared to perfection. Now, we know brisket is king, but have you tried their pulled pork with coleslaw? It's a match made in heaven. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com. For more information.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, no, he's not evil. He's just a bit rude. 98.
It is just about that time for us to get out of here. But before we do, we've got to get Brady all entertained up. He's got to entertain us. And before we get to that, let you know that Brett's leaving this building right after the show.
Late.
11 a.m. He's going to be over at Fiesta Mall, my old stomping ground.
Yes.
I shared a smooch with a lady on the stairs at Fiesta Mall. The very first time I ever locked lips with a girl and touched tongues. Over by the stairs by Dillard's. Remember those?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We just opened our mouths and pushed them together. And then I went, and she went, and then we stopped and was like, I don't think that's right.
We got to work on this.
Pretty sure that was not a pleasurable experience for anybody. But I've been to the Fiesta Mall many a time. And that's where I hung out as a kid a lot. And that's where Brett's going to go. It's not a mall anymore. It's just a big warehouse of other stuff. But the things are being built around it like crazy. Brett will be at Raising Cane's.
Caniacs unite.
Caniacs,
right.
Get over there. Grand opening. A Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love.
That's right, I say.
That's right. You can get out there. Brett will have all sorts of KUPD stuff for you. And tickets to go see the Muse. With Evanescence and our friends from Highly Suspect. That's a good show. Good job. Brad will be out there 11 o'clock, Southern and Alma School, yeah. Longmore.
Right across from the building. Right across the street from the Old Western Savings
Building. Okay, yeah. What is that building
it's
now?
It's right over by where Mimi's Cafe used to be.
Huh?
On the mall side.
The Brian Adams girl worked at Mimi's Cafe.
Oh, really?
Yeah, for a little bit. I was trying to woo her back. I went over there and gave her a substantial tip, thinking this will do it.
Oh, yeah. I'll
buy her love back. And then it didn't work. She probably spent that on prophylactics for someone else. That could be. Either way, enjoy it. Mimi's Cafe was. Are they all closed now, too? Mimi's Cafes?
I think the one in Scottsdale's closed. The one in Chandler's still.
Is it still there?
Yeah.
Anyway, go to Raising Cane's and get some free stuff from Brett and enjoy that delicious chicken. You can't beat it, especially on grand opening day. Right there in Mesa, Alma School, and Southern, that's where you go. It's time now for Brady to entertain us all. It's brought to you by our friends at ReactDefense.com, the home of Tactical Black Self-Defense Systems. Out there yesterday getting all beat up and bruised. I had the time of my life. Big workout with the gang yesterday. And I was fighting a teenager, which was really fun. Tony's son's there, Sonny. And this little red-haired devil. He's just a wire. It's like fighting a pipe cleaner. Like we're doing drills and stuff where it's like, all right, you're on the ground. You're in the guard, this and that. And you try to get this kid off of you, and he just is like some quick. He's like the T2. He like just morphs into another shape. You're like, how do you fight this? And you never know what kind of opponent you're going to have. So you got to learn all sorts of different things. We had a blast, though. It was really fun. And essentially, any sized person sitting on top of you wanting to do damage, they all have balls for the most part. So skinny, slender. Pliable, mobile, like a pipe cleaner. Punch them in the balls. That's what I learned yesterday, and that's the best thing about street self-defense. There's a lot of hair pulling, eye gouging, and ball punching. And it's a great method to get somebody out of there. They teach you how to move stuff and get things out of the way. Man, we had a blast yesterday. I was landing a lot of shots and getting pushed around my own self. But you can do this, too, and it sounds crazy, but it is fun, and it's safe, and it's the best. You got a ladies self-defense seminar coming up on April 21st. That's $99. They're almost sold out of that. That's for anybody. You don't have to join up to be part of it. You probably will right after you do it, though. 3 hours of absolute awesomeness will walk you out of there a more confident, better person. And their CCW firearm safety course is April 28th. And I didn't know this. Jay told me yesterday, you get that CCW thing, you don't ever have to do background checks. It's done for you.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh.
So I'm probably going to do that, too.
You should.
And get the card.
Yeah.
I had no idea. It eliminates that whole background thing when you do your safety training through them. And there's ways to get the card through them, which is fantastic. So you get all the training, and then you get the benefits afterwards. It's all available, all the info right there at ReactDefense.com. Their seminars are amazing. Their day-to-day stuff's even better. You should check it out. Start a new you. Become a better version of yourself. ReactDefense.com, the home of Tactical Black. Brady, entertain me.
YouTube star Jimmy Donaldson, a.k.a. Mr. Beast.
I like Mr. Beast.
He's doing something pretty cool. He helped 1,000 people see again. Started out with 40 people at homeless shelters. Went to a free clinic, found a doctor to do cataract surgery on them. They're all legally blind. Now he's expanded it and found 950 legally blind people all over the world. Couldn't afford the surgery.
That's amazing.
Only takes 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And he posted a little video, shows you how it's done.
I did it. It sounds scary, but it's not. It really isn't. Like, once you're done, you won't I tell people this all the time. You will not believe what you've cheated yourself out of. And I had a baby, the beginning of a cataract. I didn't have a, and it was 20 over 400, which is horribly legally blind under my right eye. And I didn't even realize it.
He also surprised a few people with $10,000 in cash.
That's awesome.
Helped him out. One kid got $50,000 for college. Then another guy has never been able to drive, got the surgery. Mr. Beast got him a Tesla.
Mr. Beast is pretty amazing. Like, the stuff he does is entertaining, but then it's also kind of useful to society. And he's raking it in. Don't fool yourself.
Marilyn Manson is in another lawsuit for sexually assaulting a 16-year-old girl in the 90s, according to this new bombshell lawsuit. He said he invited the girl on the tour bus at a show in Dallas in September of 1995, then threatened her, said, if you told anyone, he will kill her and her family.
Yeah.
See how that pans out for Brian.
I think that every time someone accuses Marilyn Manson of something, it goes away. How many accusations has he had that have just kind of were news and then like not news? Well, like nothing's sticking around.
You're hanging out with Marilyn Manson,
that's what
too.
I'm not like saying, Marilyn Manson, you know, invited you on a tour bus. He's going to say horrible things. You're probably not dealing with, you know, all the cocaine and the way he looks. I mean, just judge that book by its cover.
You're not going to go on the tour bus to look and play Uno.
No. No, I mean, and also, you're attracted to Marilyn Manson. Something wasn't right with you to begin with. Not to victim shame, but he doesn't have a right to beat you up. But again, you're on a tour bus with Marilyn Manson. It's like hanging a gay flag in Queen Creek. There's probably something weird might happen. It doesn't make it right, but you're walking into a bad situation.
The state of Illinois is dropping sex abuse charges against R. Kelly. They figure that since he's already facing so much jail time from his other convictions, let's concentrate our resources on other victims.
Yeah. We've got him.
Yeah.
All the other people, just pile them on is what they're saying. We don't even need to try these anymore. We believe you. He did it.
Flava Flav says he was spending up to $2,600 a day on drugs for 6 years.
He said, and it you showed.
$1 million a year.
Right.
And he's been sober since 2020.
Really? It was that long? He was just up till a couple of years ago?
Yeah.
The guy was cranked up?
Yeah, I didn't.
It got him sober?
So during Flavor of Love, he was heavily influenced by the cocaine?
I can believe that.
I just thought he was a ball of energy.
Lisa Marie Presley, more information is coming about out about her death, but she was taking opioids leading up to her death. She was trying to lose some weight.
Is that how you do that?
Rapidly, because she knew she was going to do these honor presentations for the movie Elvis and stuff. And she lost 50 to 60 or 40 to 50 pounds in 6 weeks.
Wow.
In a 6 week period. It did work, but then she was suffering from stomach pain and got home. There are two life insurance deals that her daughter, Riley Keough, is going to get. One's $25 million and the other's a $10 million one.
They're going to fight over that.
A chunk of it will pay off the debt that she still owed, back taxes.
Families will fight over the $35 million. No matter how easy the whole passing thing was and everybody was friendly before, $35 million that shows up, Priscilla's going to have to fight for something. I don't know if Priscilla even gets any money, to be honest with you. She left Elvis. Like, she divorced him.
But she still...
She gets Graceland. Had Graceland.
She kind of had Graceland. It was more so that...
It was in her name.
It was in her name, but the kids kind of fought that for the longest time of saying that this is ours when... Because they changed it, but now they're saying they're not sure who did the changes and if they were authentic or not.
In 2016 when the changes happened.
But Lisa Marie had Graceland, and it was in Priscilla's... She was the executive.
Up until 2016, she was the executive.
Right. And then the kids were like, you're not going to last long. The grandkids were kind of like, we should get this if our mom dies. You're going to die. Mm-hmm. So technically, it's mom. They changed the wording to be like, when our mom dies. And they probably figured 20 years from now. They didn't think she would die before Priscilla.
And the agent, Barry Siegel, was involved.
There's going to be a lot of people involved.
Ron Jeremy's dementia is so advanced.
How advanced is it?
He thinks he's shooting a porno in the psychiatric facility where he's staying.
Look, this is after time heals this a little bit, Will Arnett has got to play Ron Jeremy in his I'm pretending to be senile court case and just have him whip it out constantly and perform a porno. And because reading that makes me laugh. Like, how does the lawyer know that he thinks he's filming a porno? If he's got dementia, he doesn't just resort back to his work days. If you've seen dementia before, they don't go into a haze of, like, believing they're somewhere else. They're just kind of out of it.
Ron's longtime friend Heidi Fleiss says the evidence of Ron's condition has been apparent for several years. At the same time, she thinks it's a good thing he doesn't understand what's going on because he's innocent.
It's true. What's Fitz doing here?
Promo meeting.
Promo meeting? You're not a promo kid.
I am now.
Do you need cocaine? I can get it for you better ways than this. Promo meeting. I am now, he says.
Michael Jackson's nephew, Jafar Jackson, will play him in an upcoming biopic, Michael.
What? This
yep,
is a tragedy.
There's going to be some people upset.
Why in the world wasn't my son Prince considered for the role? We look and talk exactly alike. You can't even tell us apart. Prince, come in here.
Hee-hee, what's the news, Dad?
Jafar's playing Michael.
Hee-hee, do you know that your cousin Jafar is going to play me in the movie?
Hee-hee, there's a tragedy, Shamood. You can't tell us apart. I should have had that role.
Jafar's Jermaine's son.
Yeah, and he's nowhere near how good I am. Sing for him, Prince. Let him know.
I'm stopping with the man in the mirror. I'm asking him to change those ways.
Let's change it up.
I don't even know that's not me, and I know it's not me. This is ridiculous. Everybody's so ignorant.
Daddy, call the lawyers.
Again? You should do it and pretend you're me. Say you're back from the grave.
That would work out great. I'm the spitting image of my father. No DNA test required. Tamut, little me.
I think Jafar is going to knock it out of the park.
You say that, Brady, but there's a better choice. There's Prince and Prince 2, formerly Blanket.
That one I don't get.
I don't either. He changed the name to his brother's name. It's weird. But I was dead by then, so it didn't matter. I mean, we don't even know which one did it.
And that kid sounds just like Michael in the little clip you played. I'm like, oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, Prince should have had the role. Been like looking in a mirror.
Looking in a man in the mirror. Look just like me. Hell, Paris could have done it. I look like a white woman by the end anyway.
Maybe they'll roll out with their own version after this one comes out.
It could be. Those two from the grave.
I wrote a little bio pic for your pops. Me. It's called Me and My Old Man. Kimmerick.
It's nothing but trips to the hospital.
And the two of us need to look new mirror.
All right, we're out of here. That's it. I guess Fitz is next. Ready. Fitz coming up. He's going to do ready. The whole day. Doing some sort of marathon. We're all done. Larry's coming up next. He'll be kind to you. If you're nice to him, he'll give you things. Probably U-Fest tickets. Maybe Muse tickets. I know Brett's got Muse tickets for you at the Raising Cane's in about 57 minutes and 4 seconds. And get out there, say hi to Brett, get yourself some chicken and some KUPD stuff. Shake hands with the beast known as Brett Festley. That's it. We're done. You guys have yourselves a fantastic Tuesday. We'll see you tomorrow right here in the Morning Sickness. So long!
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet Mesquite. Repeat. Eric's Family BBQ.com.